but I'm sure this is a subject that will come up. I'm sure it will still be debated tomorrow and indeed next week, certainly when those leaflets start dropping through our letterboxes. Anyway, I am done for another day. I'll be back with you at 10 o'clock tomorrow. John Holmes will be here in just a moment to tell you what's coming up on his show. This is Talk Radio. I'm Julia Hartley Brewer, and have a lovely day.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
People of these fair isles, listen up. From this day forward, you don't need cash. Not for your morning cuppa or takeaway supper. Not for that lunchtime bap or new baseball cap. It's time to break free. To stand up and say, yes, I am cash free and I am proud.
8 chocolate eclairs, £8.80, please, love.
Oh, right, sorry.
Discover an easier way to pay with Visa Contactless. Simply touch and pay for anything up to £30 at over 400,000 places across the UK.
Visa Contactless. It's the only change you need.
This spring, you'll find inspiring choices at DFS. Everything from armchairs to loungers, two-seaters, sofa beds, high backs, pillow backs, recliners, chaise longues and corner sofas with built-in storage in sky blue, grey, ruby, teal perhaps. If you're quick, all new season spring collection sofas are half price. Available with 4 years interest-free credit. And because they're all handmade to order in your choice of style and colour, you're sure to find the perfect one. Savings on selected sofas end soon. DFS. Not percent EPR representative.
The countdown to the great national source debate is on! The outcome shaping the destiny of our nation. The question is simple. Is it red sauce or brown sauce? Burton's Fish and Chips have created two tantalisingly tasty great new British flavours for their snacks. But only one must prevail! Available from 1st of April. Try Burton's Fish and Chips, red sauce and brown sauce. And then vote for your favourite flavour. Bagging yourself a chance to win a massive £10,000! The Great British Battle of the Sauces. Red versus brown. Brought to you by Burton's Fish and Chips.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Talk Radio.
Right then, it's just about 1 o'clock, isn't it? It is Talk Radio, it is the afternoons, and look, Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, David Cameron's defended spending millions on EU leaflets.
But I absolutely make no apology for the fact that the government has a strong view and wants everyone to know that strong view.
A British boy has drowned in Spain and organ donors are being honoured.
Talk Radio.
The Prime Minister says he'll make no apology for spending £9 million of taxpayers' money on pro-EU leaflets. Out campaigners are angry about the decision ahead of June's referendum. The Conservative candidate for Mayor of London, Zach Goldsmith, who wants Britain to leave the European Union, has told Talk Radio he's not sure whether it's ethical.
Government has to be very careful with this. If people want a fair and straight debate on this issue, they want all the facts and they want to be able to take a view at the end of it. And the risk of this kind of thing is that it backfires. I don't know about the legality, but there's a strategic question about whether it's right to spend a lot of money, taxpayers' money, sending this stuff out through people's doors.
Four suspected Islamic State group fighters have been arrested in Denmark. Authorities say ammunition and weapons were also found in an operation near Copenhagen. The lawyer of Paris terror suspect Salah Abdeslam says it'll probably take several weeks for him to be sent from Belgium to France. Sven Mary has told reporters his client will be in court for another case before he can be extradited. He was arrested in Brussels last month following November's coordinated attacks in the French capital. Drugs normally used to treat prostate cancer are now being tried on men who are worried they could go on to abuse children. A groundbreaking study in Sweden is looking at whether the medicine reduces the sex drive in volunteers in a similar way it does for cancer patients. Anders, which isn't his real name, is involved in the research.
Hopefully it will take my mind off these things or help take my mind off it so I don't have to be so frustrated and miserable.
A four-year-old British boy has drowned in a pool in Spain. Officials say he was dead when emergency services arrived at a holiday resort in the Costa Blanca. Pope Francis is due to visit the Greek island of Lesbos next Saturday. The Vatican says he wants to draw attention to the front line of the migration crisis. And tens of thousands of people who've donated organs to save the lives of others are being honoured by a new memorial. Donors' families and transplant recipients have watched as the sculpture was unveiled at the National Arboretum in Staffordshire. Three people in the UK die every day while waiting for an organ. Chairman of the Family Donor Network, David Nix, hopes the memorial will remind people to sign up.
It comes with a message that donation is great. I mean, you can't do anything about tragedy. It's happened. But you can do something positive and you can... And then what a legacy to leave behind, you know, and that legacy itself is life.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Cloudy for many in southern England, with outbreaks of showery rain slowly clearing to the southeast. Mm-hmm. A mixture of sunny spells and scattered showers elsewhere, a few turning heavy and thundery at times. Thanks. Highs of 12 degrees.
Thanks, Victoria. How are you?
I'm very well, John. Good. How are you today?
I'm all right, actually, but I wasn't the one still out at 2:15 this morning on the party bus, was I?
I wasn't on a bus.
What was it? What party what?
Just a bar.
A party bar. Good. You look very perky, though. I was expecting... I saw a photograph of you that was posted on social media.
There were no photos.
There was. And it was posted on social media at 2:15 a.m.
I've not seen this.
And I said, oh, there's Victoria, out of off of the news. Oh, at 2:15 a.m.
I think you're lying.
I'll show you it right now.
Okay, I'd like to see it.
I'll show you it right now.
Come on.
I realise this makes excellent radio, but I'm just going to show you this picture of you. Let me see. Where is it? At 2:15 a.m.
Who's responsible for this picture?
Have you found... Oh, there, Compton.
Oh, no!
There you go. Good. And we'll talk about that as the show progresses.
We can tweet that photo out, can't we?
Yeah, I think we absolutely can.
Oh, great.
1:03, we've got sport now.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher, good afternoon. Arsenal manager Arsene Wenger thinks too much has been made of reports of an altercation involving Jack Wilshere during a night out in London. Several papers claim he was thrown out of a club. Wilshere will continue his comeback from the broken leg that's kept him out all season by playing for the under-21s tomorrow. Wenger says he's spoken to the England midfielder about the reported incident from last weekend.
It looks to be taken out of proportion a little bit, and
of course.
These are matters that we like to keep internal.
Everton manager Roberto Martinez says Leighton Baines has said sorry for comments he made, claiming there's no chemistry in the team at the moment.
Sorry.
But he also says they were misinterpreted by the media. There's Europa League action tonight, with Liverpool travelling to Borussia Dortmund for the first leg of their quarter-final. The whole game is live over on Talk Sport. Finally, Rory McIlroy believes it'll get harder to claim golf's US Masters title with every year he fails to win it. Mm. It's the only major tournament he hasn't won. The Northern Irishman starts his campaign at Augusta tonight, just after 7 p.m. UK time.
Finish it now.
That's your latest sports news, powered by Talk Sport.
Thanks very much. 1:05. Welcome,
Talk Radio.
And you open the door and you step inside.
If you're a normal person with a busy life, then the idea of making a PPI claim might be low on your list of priorities. But there are still lots of people out there who haven't reclaimed missold PPI. We're the Money Hotline, and we'll handle your claim for you. We'll find out if you have a claim, and if you do, we'll get back what's rightfully yours, possibly thousands of pounds. Call us free from your mobile on 87878 or visit moneyhotline.co.uk.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
It is just today.
Stuffed to the guts with Susanna Hoffman. That's condescending. I'll have what he's having.
Marina Sharapova.
Can't get involved in politics. Not when you're on.
If you're the Queen, just text Jamie Thixton from Dublin.
Nick Clegg.
Ginger Dave.
That's a good grandma name.
Oh, I can't believe it.
Hello, I am Jason and the Argonauts. It's quite niche, if I'm honest.
Mulled wine?
Suggesting. Regular listeners will know. It's BBC local radio text and time. Sheep don't shrink in the rain with swords and shields. Well, this morning we're going to give away Doris Smith of Nuneaton. Yeah, that just happened.
Stuff to the guts with talk production.
The broadcasting equivalent of Network Rail.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is evolved.
Radio. Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk Radio.
When I am mounted on a journey of
so, good afternoon then, and welcome once more to the sort of radio equivalent of an offshore investment bank. And by that, I mean that it's unpopular, generally no one really knows it exists, or how it works, or why it's allowed. Hello then, I am a sort of, well, if you break it right down, a sort of bag of skin filled with all guts and bones and DNA called John Holmes. And as Shakespeare's, you might have seen this in the news, Shakespeare's first folio has been discovered on a Scottish island, and by the pricking of my thumbs, something between 1 and 4 in the afternoon on Talk Radio this way comes. It is, by the way, by the pricking of my thumbs that Shakespeare wrote in Macbeth, not the other way round. He saved that particular level of smut for Coriolanus. Right, shall we have some kind of look at what's coming up on today's show then, as we cry havoc and let slip the dogs of the show menu? Right, okay, Thursday. So today then, there'll be a welcome visit. It'll be from Vexen Le Crowley. He is, of course, the High Priest of the Temple of Mephistopheles in Hendon. He'll be here with his thought for the day for Satanists. He'll pop by. He's a friend of the show. Someone off the radio, and I'm pretty much thinking it's the bloke from Homes Under the Hammer, who does a weekend show here on Talk Radio, Martin Roberts. You know him. We'll have his knowledge tested of Talk Radio breakfast lurker Paul Ross in another round of No One's Favourite Quiz, Paul Rossmaster. There will be the Diversity Paper Review. Today is a gay. It's Des. Work experience punditry on the way as well, to reviewing geeky stuff today. Reviewing geeky stuff. Lonely Lunch Club as well. Before 2 o'clock, could apply to you if you're eating lunch alone and crying real tears into some despair-flavoured soup. Allow us to help by playing virtual friend and colleague to you. If you want to join the Lonely Lunch Club, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can use at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you like.
Thank you. To chit and chat about anything you like. Workplace woes, holiday plans, the secretary you're secretly seeing on the photocopier, whichever one of your colleagues smells, wherever you work, maybe it's from home because it's you that smells. Get in touch and we'll cheer you right up with workplace-based role play. It's Lonely Lunch Club. Headline hijack on the way as well. A man with no knowledge of showbiz and who is forced to talk us through it for budgetary reasons, despite it not being his area of expertise, and he sounds like he wants to kill himself, will be reviewing the showbiz news later. And I'll also, as well this afternoon, be reading out a list of all zoos in the UK. Ginger Dave isn't producing. I think he's off supping at the well-marked impressionable student again. So Asprod Cass is stepping up to the dizzy heights of prod.
Yeah.
Chloe's pressing buttons. Hello, Chloe.
Hi.
Hi there. Victoria has gone news mental today.
So news mental.
She was out till 2:15. Paid intern Cornelius is standing on the desk in here. Standing on the desk in here, reciting more Shakespeare, as discovered in his first folio. Just get the desk. Reciting Shakespeare.
There's little can be said in Tis against the rule of nature. To speak on the part of virginity is to accuse...
Wonder why you picked that.
is to accuse your mothers, which...
Well, again,
it's the first one I've found.
Right. So, hang on, you just had to search for Shakespeare just then, as I said it.
So I had to...
And then the first bit that comes up is about virginity and mothers. And we know you're a virgin, and we know
neither of that is true.
And we know your mum taught you to French kiss.
That's
so, that's really weird that you picked
that's
that.
That's not true.
Carry on. Is there anything in this passage about having eyes that look in two different directions?
No. All right. I don't want to read any of
Come on, bring on, read more.
He that hangs himself is a virgin. Virginity murders. This is ridiculous.
What play is this from?
Paroles, is that one?
It's not even...
All's well that ends well.
Well done, yeah, there you go. Thanks very much, Cornelius, on the desk there, reading some Shakespeare. I am John Holmes, and this is your curious choice of entertainment for the afternoons on Talk Radio from Talk Radio. Past 1 o'clock. We're going to start with music.
Without these pills, you're letting
is the noise of the automatic. It's called What's That Coming Over the Hill? Is It a Monster? What's That Coming Over the Hill? Is It... Well, ask me why I'm playing it. Ask me why, as Talk Radio's head of music, I'm playing the Automatics. What's That Coming Over the Hill? Is It a Monster?
Dear John.
Not you, Cass.
I don't really care. Because I know that it's just going to lead me into having to do something stupid and stressful.
Not stupid, your job. Although...
It's an awful job. It's like community service.
Ask me why I'm playing it.
Why am I playing it?
Because of the news. Because of the big story, Cass.
Godzilla.
No, well, close. For
your ego.
Ooh. I think you're confusing me with Julia Hartley Brewer. Who, by the way, just told me off.
She did. I saw it. It was amazing.
She tried to tell me off.
She told me off about you as well, yeah.
Yeah.
All we do is get told off because of you.
Frankly, she can shove it up her right-wing rhetoric. Telling me off. I told her off back. Anyway.
You didn't.
You cried.
You ran away.
I laughed in her face.
You didn't.
You cried. I had to get a tissue.
That's right. Yeah. I'm still crying now. Anyway, speaking of monsters, the reason we are playing this is because of the story in the paper today about... There's a monster in the Thames.
What?
No.
Yes. Listen
is
to...
Is it a whale?
Listen... No. What's That Coming Over the Hill? Is it a whale? That doesn't even scan, Cass. Amazing footage. You've probably seen it on the social medias because it's all over it. And it is the big story everyone's talking about. Is it a monster?
Very good.
Is it a monster? Yeah, it is. Look, amazing footage yesterday emerged showing a sea creature dubbed the Doc Ness Monster.
Oh, my God.
Docklands, yeah.
In That's, London, yeah. Thames, near Docklands. In the It's footage, Cass.
Do you think Howard will be covering this?
Howard will be covering this in his Unexplained programme on Sunday, certainly. But this is, it's been filmed, there's a film, it's a monster, it's a real monster.
What's its name?
Don't know. It's like a humped thing, and it's in the news, it's of the news. It's a humped
Is it just going to be another whale that's going to...
It doesn't look like a whale from the footage. It's a it could be... Well, the thing is, there's a history of this, because obviously you remember... Yes. Remember Bigfoot, the footage of Bigfoot from years ago?
Is that the one that starred in the film with John Lithgow?
In the Hendersons?
Yeah.
No.
David Suchet was in that as well.
I'm talking about when that famous film of a Bigfoot in a forest that was a shaky Bigfoot... footage, and it turned out years later it was a man in a costume.
No.
Oh, I know.
God.
But it's like, when before we had the Dartford Bridge, you know when the Dartford Bridge went up and it turned out the first one was a man in a costume. It was a fake, wasn't it? The Dartford Bridge, you remember it? It was all over the news at the time.
The bridge
was just a man in a costume, wasn't it?
People tried running over that.
Well, I know. Yeah. And it turned out, anyway, obviously several people died. It was an absolute disaster. It was a hoax. I mean, the Dartford Bridge. I mean, anyway. But, you know, this is what I'm saying is it's not a new phenomenon. Right? There's a monster, right, in the Thames. And Cass, your job now as Asprod.
Yeah.
Today Prod.
Yeah.
Right, is to get me a water expert and I'll tell you why. Because this could lead to, if it's true, which it is.
Yes.
Then you think about the consequences of that. Think about that, right? What that means, because monsters have to urinate, right? And if they're urinating in the Thames, it means the people of London are drinking monsters' urine.
That's grim.
And so I want to speak to someone from Rivers. On the phone, it's how Talk Radio works.
Okay.
Story. You have to get a guest on.
So I have to phone them up and ask them about Monster Wee.
Yes.
In the Rivers.
And we have to talk to them within the next 3 minutes because of...
Because of adverts. I've got you a present, though, to help you with the show today.
What is it? Oh, you've made paddles.
Yes.
Paddles.
Do you want to explain that?
John flails an awful lot.
I don't flail.
You flail. And then you point... All I can see, because this screen's in front, all I can see is you pointing to your crotch.
Yes.
So I made the signs so we know what you're pointing to, which is actually the iPad. that you place
no,
the foffle?
No, I'm often pointing to my crotch.
Yeah, so there's two signs. One says iPad, the other just says crotch.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I've got you these so that you can communicate better.
Thanks very much.
They're for you.
Can we tweet a photo of those? Because I think they're a work of art. Thanks, Cass.
That's all right.
No, just go and...
Is it water?
What?
What's the guess for again?
Rivers.
Rivers.
There's a monster, Cornelius. How could you have forgotten it?
Sorry.
Right then. 18 minutes past one. We'll be back with someone who knows about water with Monster Wee in it. And we're going to talk to them next on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Fellow citizens, it's time to change. No more will you scrabble around in your pocket for coppers, fumbling at the front of the queue as people stare impatiently. It's time to free yourself, to stand up and say, yes, I am cash free and I'm proud.
Skinny cappuccino, that's £2.59, please, sir.
Oh, right, sorry.
Discover an easier way to pay with Visa Contactless. Simply touch and pay for anything up to £30 at over 400,000 places across the UK.
Visa Contactless, it's the only change you need.
Should we get takeaway from Just Eat tonight?
Ooh, yeah.
What do you feel like? Chinese, sushi, Indian?
They all look so good.
Wait. I see you, baby! Chicken Madras! Chicken Madras! Chicken Madras! Wow, you drive me crazy!
Just Eat. Tap the app and get that mini fist pump feeling.
Rivalries, rebellions and battles. War has been waged for the Iron Throne. Which you can get with the new season of Game of Thrones from just £20 a month when you join Sky TV with the original bundle. And get a free 32-inch LG TV so you can see every battle and every betrayal. Seize your chance by April 21st. Search Sky Bundles. Sky. Believe in better.
Direct debit subject to status. Upfront £10 standard setup. Minimum contract and further terms apply.
Talk Radio. Traffic and travel.
Traffic on the M20 in Kent is queuing in both directions where there are two lanes closed between Junction 11 Hythe and Junction 10 for Ashford. There's been an accident there. It's affecting both carriageways. In Suffolk, the northbound A12 is closed at Blythburgh because of a lorry which has broken down. And there's delays on the London-bound M1 through Hertfordshire towards the M25. There's just one lane closed now after a vehicle lost its load of bricks. And the A23 in West Sussex has a lane closed near Warninglid, a vehicle fire. I'm Dave Stamford.
The Brothers Gould. Tonight from 7 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. A seamless transition between tea time and twilight. With the legendary Brothers Gould. Destined to become the nation's favourite radio family. Tall Tales and Telephone Trouble with the Brothers Gould. Featuring Johnny Gould and Ash.
Get caught in two-way family crossfire. With me, Johnny Gould, and him, Ash.
You all right, Bubba?
On Talk Radio.
It's a brother load of back check, bravado and banging entertainment.
Tonight from 7
on Talk Radio. Keeping it in the family with the Brothers Gould. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's Thursday. It's Talk Radio. We've got reaction coming into the studio. It's a Talk Radio station. What do you expect? You can react. 87222. We're taking reactions. We're taking them all day.
Message with the word talk. Got to say it.
You can use talk. Why have we got to say it? Use talk.
Otherwise the text won't come in.
All right. It should just work. Nothing does. At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you want.
Any word you want. What reactions are coming in, Cornelius?
Jenny Ray says, as if it's racist. People find issues with everything.
Yeah. And what else you got?
Sorry?
What else?
gluten has come in from someone. I love it from someone else, and I hate it from someone else.
Yeah, well, it's all the opinions here, isn't it? On Talk Radio. It's 1:22, and if you were listening minutes ago, you will know that there's a monster in the river! There's a monster in the river. That's in the news today. I've seen it on the website. I've seen it on the social media. There's footage of a monster in the River Thames near Docklands. They're calling it the Dock Ness Monster. It's a big story that everyone is talking about because technically it's in the River Thames, thus making it offshore, which is very topical, isn't it, at the moment. So there's an offshore monster. Cass
Yes.
Have you found a guest to talk about this very serious subject?
I've come through again. I definitely have.
Okay, who have you got?
I have Laura, who's an ecologist. Or, as Con called her earlier, ecologist.
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 Good. Well done, Con. It's Laura. She's on the telephone. Hello, Laura.
Hiya. How are you guys doing?
Very good. How are you, Laura?
Good. Yes, I'm well, thank you.
Good. So you're an ecologist.
I am an ecologist. That's right. The study of life and ecosystems.
Right. And what? So where do you work? Do you work for what?
So I'm an ecologist for the Canal and River Trust. We're the people who are responsible for looking after the canals and rivers across the country.
Right, this is perfect, actually, because I don't know whether you're aware of the problem.
Well, yeah, it's all over the news. How could I have missed it?
I know. There is footage of a monster in the Thames, and I'll be honest with you, since we first mentioned it, the switchboard in here has lit up. So it's one phone and you're on it, so it's not. But I'm saying it is. It's people panicking, worrying that there are monsters in the water. What are you doing about it?
Well, what we can suggest is that people can get out there and see what they can see for themselves. There is a whole host of wildlife out there, all kinds of wild and weird things, especially if you look down at the ground this time of year. Lots of beetles coming out from the underground. Yeah. I saw an amazing devil's coach horse beetle yesterday out on the canal.
Yeah.
They've got massive pincers at the front,
massive.
And they're these really big black beetles. They're a fantastic sight, and it's really important to look after this wildlife that's out there.
When you say massive, how big are these pincers?
The pincers themselves are maybe 3 millimetres long. I mean, yeah,
it's not massive, is it?
It's not going to eat us, but no. You know, they're pretty big.
But the problem here, you see, I just think you're skirting around the issue a little bit, Laura. You know, there's a monster in the river that's the size. And that's what people are, I mean, are terrified of it. And monster, I mean, what about, you know, if a monster is in the river, like any, like a fish, right? And it urinates. Where does that go?
That's a really good point, actually. Yeah. To be honest, the urination itself, probably not such a big deal, but there is a lot of stuff that gets into our waters.
Yes.
From, like, surrounding fields or down the drains. So it's really important that people are aware of how things that are in the water can get into the water table and can cause quite big problems.
Yeah, well, no, this is the point. I mean, I've got, there's messages coming through here because there's a monster in... You know, monster in the river, and it's, I mean, this is spreading across the country now, Laura, it seems. What have I got here? I've got Claire, she's in Reading. She says she went to make a cup of tea this morning, a Yeti came out of the tap. And I...
Scary stuff.
I know. Daz, I'm just reading them as they come in. Daz is in his van, he made a cup of tea, opened his, didn't even notice, did it in the dark. He was up early.
Yeah.
He's just opened his flask in his van, there's a Bigfoot in it.
Yeah, this sounds like there's a theme with tea here. I'm thinking maybe don't make tea for a while. This is the last two people have had issues with tea.
Good, that's very good advice, actually. I mean, I've got someone here, though it's not just tea. I've got Jane, she's a hairdresser. She wants to wash her client's hair. She can't because this morning when she came, tested the little shower heads that they have over the sinks, switched it on, and a basilisk came out, killed 4 members of staff. And I think,
wow.
You know, I know, and this is the problem, isn't it? You know, now that monsters are in the rivers, I mean, where's it going to end, Laura?
Who can tell? We do have some pretty big fish out there in the canals and rivers as well.
How big? How big are they?
Well, there was one that was caught 2 years ago, which was nearly 2 metres long. It was a pike. It was massive. And, you know, when you see people say it was this big, it really was this big.
Sorry?
This big.
Wow.
It is big, Laura. But it's, you know, it's not... I'll give you another example. This morning, Sarah's just looked out of a window. She's just texted in. She's looked out of a window. There's a kraken in her pond.
Oh, no.
You know, and that is big. I mean, that's the mythical creature from Tennyson's poem. You know,
yeah,
and
if you're pretty big.
Yeah, and if you're going to look out of a window and you're going to see a mythical creature from poetry in your garden, I mean, you know, coming up through the water table, this is... this is a real problem, Laura, and I just wonder what you're going to do about it.
Well, I don't think there's much that we at the Canal and River Trust can do about it, especially given as it was spotted in the Thames, which isn't actually one of our watercourses.
That is a river.
river there.
Something that we've been really working on hard recently is all of the rubbish that's out there in the canals and rivers that people have dumped in their cars, shopping trolleys, all kinds of just leftover stuff getting dumped in the canals. And so that's something that we've been working really hard to fish out and try and get rid of. So monsters are definitely a concern, but they're probably lower down the list than these things like fly tipping and, you know, pollution coming in from surrounding fields and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting you mentioned rubbish, because having just actually reread this story about a monster in the Thames, turns out that's what it is.
Oh.
It's just a slow news day, and then they've just put a load of old rubbish in the paper. So that's what's happened there.
Oh, right.
So it's interesting that Laura brings that up.
Yeah.
Because it's utter balls, if I'm honest. Mm. It's just probably a log or something.
There's lots of litter in the Thames.
So, you know, Laura's right to highlight that.
Listen, Laura,
thanks so much for clearing that up. It's good to know you people are out there looking after us saving us from monsters.
We try our best.
That's Laura there. She's an ecologist who works for the Canals and Rivers Trust. A lot of reaction coming in, actually, as well. We've got more coming in. Hi, John. There's a cockatrix in... This is James. I've just gone to make a coffee for everyone who works in my office. I've just put the... We get the hot water out of a machine. Well, yeah, we've got one of those here, actually, at Talk Radio. It doesn't matter the taps. John, and I press the button for the hot water, and a cockatrix...
A cockatrix.
Cockatrix is from Greek mythology. It's part rooster, part snake, and it can famously kill people with its stare. And apparently it's wiped out half of the office.
No way.
If you've got a monster, right, off the back of this story that where it's been spotted, if there is a monster anywhere near you, near water that you're using this afternoon, we do want to hear about it. We're going to build a database. We will be passing it on Canals and River. Did you have one, Con?
Adam Turner said he went on the Woolwich Ferry this morning in London and he was eaten by Cthulhu.
Yes, well, again, now, if you do find yourself being eaten by Cthulhu this afternoon, then do let us know, of course. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or use @talkradio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you want.
And if you've spotted a monster, then... we do want to know about it. Lonely Lunch Club is on the way. If you are lonely, we can help you. We'll do it in the next half an hour. It's 1:30. It's Talk Radio. Victoria's got the news.
Talk Radio.
Anti-EU campaigners are furious. Taxpayers' money is being used to send leaflets to every home in the country promoting staying in the EU. The cost of printing and delivering them, as well as setting up a website, adds up to £9 million. Leave supporters say hard-working people don't want to see their taxes spent on what they call misleading propaganda. The Prime Minister says the government has a right, though, to explain its view.
We're not neutral in this. We think it would be a bad decision to leave. We think it would be bad for our economy, bad for jobs, bad for investment, bad for families' finances. We think it'd be bad for universities.
Denmark has arrested four suspected Islamic State group fighters. Ammunition and weapons were also found near Copenhagen. A four-year-old British boy is drowned at a Spanish holiday resort. Local authorities say the child was dead when emergency services arrived on the Costa Blanca. Drugs normally used to treat prostate cancer are now being tried on men who worry they could go on to abuse children. A groundbreaking study in Sweden is looking at whether the medicine reduces the sex drive in volunteers in a similar way to the way it does in cancer patients. Tens of thousands of people who've donated organs to save the lives of others are being honoured with a new memorial. The sculpture's been unveiled at the National Memorial Arboretum in Staffordshire. And Camelot says someone has come forward to claim the biggest ever lotto jackpot, £35 million. It's not as big as the Euro Millions, though. A Scottish couple won £161 million on that 5 years ago. The weather cloudy for many in southern England, with outbreaks of showery rain slowly clearing to the southeast. A mixture of sunny spells and scattered showers elsewhere, a few turning heavy and thundery at times with highs of 12 degrees.
Camelot.
It's
only a model. It's 1:32. We're going to do Lonely Lunch Club and Headline Hijack in this next half an hour.
Mr. Jake Yap's super entertaining Sunday breakfast.
Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio. Introducing Mr. Jake Yap's comedic Sunday Breakfast Emporium. Complete with the patented self-revolving conversation and early morning mechanical masticating topical debate stimulator. The well-supplied Mr. Jake Yap's super entertaining Sunday Breakfast Program. Add milk, add guests, add Jake Yap. Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Yes, it is what he just said, and a lot of monster sightings coming in. Obviously, this is the story that there's, you know, someone says they've seen a monster in the Thames and filmed it. And that's on the news, on the social media thing. And there is a big problem with it. We're learning as the texts are coming in. 87222, if you've got a problem with monsters in water.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can use @talkradio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you want.
Just like Super Taxi has. John sat down on the toilet, looked down to check my business, and I couldn't go, John, because the Kraken that you mentioned earlier from Tennyson's poem was in the pan of the toilet.
Oh, no.
Just one of its tentacles, John, up out of the U-bend and tickled me on the Miffin Bridge. And I can't go in there, John, till something is done about it. What's being done about it? Well, that's the question we're asking this afternoon, Super Taxi, and we'll try and get to the bottom of it for you, of course, on Talk Radio. Colm, what have you got there coming
Jeff,
in?
Jeff, we've had Jeff has a live sighting. He said he's just seen a monster moving up the Thames.
Yeah.
He said he didn't know Cameron could swim.
Right, bit of satire there as well. 1:34 then. So this is a headline hijack. It works like this. At 2 o'clock, you've just heard her voice sounding perky, despite being out till 2:15 in the morning and having a photograph of that put on social media so we could all see it. Victoria will be doing the news. She'll be doing the news at 2 o'clock. Out of her mouth will come the news, but within it will be a made-up news story. We'd like you to supply that news story, please, and you will be rewarded with the accolade of winning headline hijack today. If you'd like to send in a made-up news story, just make it vaguely plausible. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you want.
And what happens is, you see, is that the people out of the office at the moment, the people who have gone for lunch and don't hear this bit, will come back at 2 o'clock and they'll go, oh, anything happened? And you, no, nothing. No, just monsters and stuff. You know, all right, fine. How was lunch? Yeah, it was good. All right, fine. Yeah. And they'll sit down at back at their desk, won't they? And they'll start work, and then the radio will be on, and they'll hear that it'll be 2 o'clock because it's after lunch, and they'll hear Victoria, and then they'll hear the lie. But because she's a professional, apart from the going out to 2:15 in the morning bit, she will be believed. So whatever story she says will be believed. And if it's a lie, your colleagues who aren't listening to this bit will believe it. That's how headline hijack works. Cornelius, what has come in so far?
Well, according to Sam, who sent this in yesterday but slightly too late, a scientist in Switzerland has invented a new set of scales that can measure the weight of expectation.
I did see a bit of that on the that was on the news last night as well.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. It's part of the Hadron Collider thing, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's very
clever.
Yeah, no, it is very clever. The weight of expectation. And they don't know the actual weight of it yet, but they're hoping to come up with an actual figure for us.
Oh, really?
Yes,
well, I'd quite like to go on it, because it would be the scales where I don't weigh much.
Great. This is due to the success of a peanut allergy treatment. Mm. There are trials. It's hoped that aeroplanes will once more be able to provide people with peanuts, because let's be brutally honest, no one likes those pretzels, do they?
No one
wants those.
Dry.
Your heart sinks, doesn't it?
Yeah.
When they roll the trolley down the aisle,
yeah.
And they go, drink, yes please, I'll have 9 gin and tonics, it'll save you coming back later. That's what I always do. And then they give you a bag of pretzels, and you just go, oh God.
But everyone eats them anyway.
Oh yeah. I mean,
No one likes them.
But you just eat them.
But you eat them.
It's all there is.
Mm.
It's all there is. So you have to eat them. Today, oh, by the way, today, if you are in the office, whatever you are, today's National Stare at Someone for Too Long Day, remember. You have to lock eyes with at least one person today until it becomes uncomfortable for you both. So if you are sitting near a colleague now and you want to do that, it is National Stare at Someone for a Little Bit Too Long Day. Speaking of colleagues in the office...
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
It's time, while you're making up your headline hijacks, for Lonely Lunch Club. This is where we help by becoming your virtual friend and or colleague. If you are in an office and alone at work, in a shop and alone, anywhere you're alone and enjoying lunch, we want to hear from you. The number, you know it by now, but here it comes again, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Twitter, news app, talk, radio.
Start your message with any word you want.
If you'd like to be in our Lonely Lunch Club, where we just cheer you up and allow you to chit and chat as though it was a workplace about anything you like. On the phone today, who is it? It's Lonely Lunch Club. Hello, who is it?
Hello, my name's Dave, and I'm a student at the University of Kent, and I'm lonely today.
Oh, hi, Dave.
Hello.
Hi, Dave.
Hi, hey, John. Hi, Colin.
Hi. Now, Dave, let's find... Well, you're a student, we know that, we just established that, University of Kent. What are you studying?
I'm in a final year of film studies.
Final year of film studies at the University of Kent, all right? That's good, because that gives us films to chat about in a moment when we begin the role play, so that's fine. We need to establish what you're having for lunch, Dave.
I'm having two sausages and a nice pile of mash with some gravy.
Oh, that's a bold lunch.
That's good.
That's not a lunch. That's
Where are you? In a canteen
that's
or
a dinner?
At home?
No, I'm at home. I'm in my bedroom at the moment. I'm not feeling very well today, so I'm.
So you thought you'd cure that with a massive plate of sausages and mash? Did you?
Yes.
Fine. Oh, yeah.
All right. So you're a student. So it's a shared house, is it, Dave? Is that right?
No, I actually live alone. I live on my own.
Right, so that's...
You know, I tend to spend lunch quite alone, so it's actually nice to speak to someone.
Yeah, is this because you are shunned by your fellow students? Are you the unpopular student, Dave?
I'm not the outcast, no. I like to spend some time alone every now and then to collect my thoughts and answer really hard-hitting questions.
Right. Mm-hmm. Like what?
Well, for example, I was thinking today, if you write a book about failure and it doesn't sell, is that still a success?
That's deep, isn't it? And almost philosophical.
Guys, can you help me out answer these questions, please?
Yeah, no, this is good. This is very good, actually. Because I think rather than just idle chit-chat now, you want to get engaged... In some proper discussion, and I think for Lonely Lunch Club, this is a first, actually, that this has happened. So, yes, I think that's a difficult one, isn't it? Because you'd want it to sell, but that bite would undermine the entire concept of the book about failure. So,
exactly. If you're writing about something that's failing, if it sells, that's going to completely go against your objective.
Yeah.
So, it's a catch-22 situation.
Very much so, actually. Right. Yeah, that is a... Yeah, no, that is a difficult one, actually. Yeah, no, and I like you brought that up, because it's made us all think now.
I'm perplexed.
And that, for lunchtime, is good. We're all using our brains. I mean, normally we just idly chit about, and chat, about, you know, work colleagues and so, but Dave's taken it down a different route, and I kind of like that.
That's my first question.
Go on.
Ponder that for a bit.
Yeah.
So my next question would be, if a sign maker, he goes on strike... What did he write on his picket? Or did he write anything?
He's good, isn't he? Yeah, no, it's good. It's good. And Cass, producer Cass, would like this as well, because she's made me two signs this morning. One that I have to hold up to her, because she can't hear me through the glass or something. And they're just two signs. One says, I haven't used them yet, no. One says, is the recaller on the line, just so I can ask her. And the other one says, iPad, because I've got an iPad that runs a lot of the audio. And I need to know that it's live. So she's made me two signs. And so it's interesting that you bring this up, because Cass, as far as I can tell, he's sort of almost always on strike, because I've never really seen her do anything. But now
don't
she's written...
make me go behind the glass and backhand you.
I'm actually quite scared of her, really honest. I think, you know what I think a signwriter would do while on strike? I think a signwriter on strike would write the sign before he went on strike and then take the sign outside and wouldn't sign write on strike time. Otherwise, he would be a sign writing striking scab.
Thank you for answering my deep life question there, John. That actually makes me feel a lot better.
Good. Mm. Have you got any more?
Okay, so why is the alphabet A to Z? Why is it not B, D, C, A, Z, W, X, Y, and so on? Why is it A to Z?
I know this. It's because it's in alphabetical order.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Thanks, Colin. That's actually solved my life again.
That's all right.
I feel a lot more complete.
No, it's to make it fair. It's like when you see a film poster or something, and it's just starring in alphabetical order for fairness. And what it is, each letter of the alphabet, of course, you know, has its own agent, and they continually fight for top positions in the alphabet, and so the agreement they come to, all the agents, because you know what the egos of the alphabet letters are like, you know, gosh, like Julie Hartley Brewer, right? And you have to put it in alphabetical order in order to make it fair. It's the fairest way. So,
thank you.
That's why. Anything else we can help you with?
Well, I mean, there's one other question I've got, and then perhaps we can talk about, you know, the traffic, because that really does bother me as well.
All right.
So if you eat pasta,
yes,
and then you eat anti-pasta,
yes,
do they cancel each other out?
Yes, it's like matter and dark matter. And you heard we were talking earlier about the Hadron Collider. We mentioned they're doing a thing in Switzerland where there's a new set of scales that can measure the weight of expectation. And what they're also doing with the Hadron Collider at the moment, CERN, they are conducting experiments with pasta and anti-pasta. And what they do is, you know, the Hadron Collider itself is like 12 kilometer circle, I think, under the Swiss countryside, right? And they fire pasta clockwise around it at close to the speed of light.
Wow.
And then they fire anti-pasta the other way. Yeah, and then when it collides, they just record what happens. And it's where we get string theory from, because it's like spaghetti.
Spaghetti theory,
yeah. Exactly that. And you know they say if an astronaut fell into a black hole, he would elongate out as though it was spaghetti. That's why.
Wow.
Yeah.
George, honestly, you should become a teacher because I'm learning so much here. David,
well, that's what we're... Hey, Dave. Sense, David is what we're here for. We're here to help. Yeah, that's incredible. Fine. You mentioned traffic very quickly. One word on traffic. Just one word on traffic.
Oh, horrible.
Completely agree. That is Dave lunching lonelily in his student hovel in Kent. Dave, thanks very much. I hope we improved your lunchtime and a bit fewer lonely for you there.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
You're very welcome. That's Dave. Then if you want to join the Lonely Lunch Club and be in it, talk about whatever you like, chit, also chat, that's fine. Register now, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or use at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
It's Talk Radio. It's 1:45. We will be back with more Headline Hijacks after these messages.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
This little piggy went to Asda. This little piggy chose Newborn. This little piggy chose Supreme Protection. And this little piggy chose Peppa Pig First Pants. But all the little piggies got 3 packs of Vital Angels nappies for just £10 and cried wee, wee, wee all the way home. Asda. Save money. Live better.
Selected stores and lines subject to availability. Other sizes available. £3.75 each.
This Easter, take the family exploring when you upgrade to Sky Movies. Discover over 1,000 fun-filled tales with movies on demand. Go on an epic journey with Inside Out. Tiptoe around T-Rexes with Jurassic World. And learn every spell in the book with the return of the Harry Potter Channel. All this adventure without even leaving the house. Upgrade to Sky Movies. Half price for 6 months. Search Sky Movies. Sky. Believe in better.
Sky TV compatible box. Broadband speed required. New Sky Movies customers only. 9 extra a month for 6 months. Then standard price currently 18. Replaces current TV offer. Terms apply.
This spring, you'll find inspiring choices at DFS. Everything from armchairs to loungers, two-seaters, sofa beds, high backs, pillow backs, recliners, chaise longues, and corner sofas with built-in storage in sky blue, grey, ruby, teal perhaps. If you're quick, all new season spring collection sofas are half price. Available with 4 years interest-free credit. And because they're all handmade to order in your choice of style and colour, you're sure to find the perfect one. Savings on selected sofas end soon. DFS. Not percent APR representative.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
The M20 in Kent is closed in both directions due to an accident. It's been shut between Junction 10 Ashford and 11 at Hythe. Through Blythburgh in Suffolk, the northbound A12 is closed. There's a broken down lorry near the B1126 junction. And queues on the Londonbound M1 through Hertfordshire, where there's one lane closed towards the M25. Clear up work after a lorry shed a load of bricks. And on the trains, Great Western Railway have delays of over an hour to services out of London Paddington. I'm Dave Stamford.
He's the bank tidy telly talent with all the celebrity jokes. He's the loudmouth from Leeds who made his own movie. He's the magnificent mustachioed ladies man. He's Keith Lemon.
And this Sunday morning from 11, he goes through the keyhole at Talk Radio to join Eamon Holmes. Let's talk with Eamon Holmes and Keith Lemon. This Sunday morning from 11 on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Right, carrying on, it's 10 to 2. And, well, you know how the news is complicated. You know the news.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever heard the news?
John, I just can't get my head around it.
I know. And there's so much of it.
Mm.
And it's what we need is some way of distilling all of the news down to make it easy to understand. And as luck would have it, I find I can digest news most easily when it arrives in the form of the art of Japanese poetry.
Yeah.
Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Butlins say race row. Boxing was a mistake, just like a trip to Butlins.
The news in haikus. Centre Parks is just Butlins with a lid. So, if you'd like to get in touch this morning about the monster... What's that coming over the hill?
Yeah, right.
That's been spotted in the Thames. You've probably seen this. It's been on the news, you know, as mentioned, and on the social media that you might be familiar with. There is a footage, shaky footage, of course it is, of a monster swimming up the Thames. So, and it's become a problem. Earlier we spoke to an ecologist as well and put your problems to her, because we're getting so many texts in and messages about people now there are just monsters now everywhere, and it's become a real problem this afternoon. I mean, for instance, K-Hawk has been on here. He's in Basildon. Hi, John. I've just found an adolescent minotaur in my washing machine. I live near the Thames estuary, and my machine is the latest 9-kilogram load model by Zanussi. Do you think there's a connection? And yes, I do, K-Hawk, because what's happened there is you obviously have wired that, as you would, and no one would blame you for this. You've wired your washing machine up to the mains. And what's happened is that with this outbreak of monsters this afternoon, one of them, in your case, an adolescent minotaur from Greek mythology, has swum down your mains pipe and through the valve system at the back of your washing machine, and that is why you have found the half man, half bull in your drum. So the advice, and I have looked it up for you, the advice from the Environment Agency is to keep the washing machine door shut and just keep it on spin until they get there, because that will disorientate the minotaur. And then you can have it removed professionally. If you've got a monster problem with water this afternoon, then do let us know. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can let us know at Talk Radio.
Start message with anything you like.
We've already had a problem. You know about Jane, of course. She was a hairdresser. Said she went to wash her client's hair this morning. Tested the shower head in her salon. A basilisk came out. Killed four members of staff.
Oh, my God.
I know. And I honestly, the Environment Agency are doing nothing. This has got to stop. It's gone too far. People are being killed by fictional monsters. Cornelius, I know you've got some.
Yeah, Greg's texted in, John. He's had to evacuate a water park in Realton. He said everywhere there was just black-eyed beings everywhere.
Black-eyed beings.
Yeah.
Are they the ones from Japanese mythology? Do you think?
I don't know. Let me have a look at my computer very quickly.
Okay, fine.
They take human form but have black soulless eyes and emanate a sense of pure evil.
Right. Yeah, well, and again, you would
hang
have to...
on. That could just be the locals because I think this water park is in Hull.
Yeah, you might well be right. So if you've got a problem with either monsters or people from Hull in in water this afternoon, then we do want to know about it. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with anything you like.
Jane, as I said earlier, called... James, made coffee in his office.
Oh, yeah.
Remember this? He said he went to the machine that dispenses hot water. They haven't got a kettle. They've got one of those modern machines that dispenses hot water. First cup of coffee, he pressed the button, the cockatrix came out.
Really?
It's half rooster, half snake, can kill with a stare. Half the office are dead.
Oh, my God.
And again, they're not doing anything about it. Now, if you want to contact your local MP about this, then obviously do.
We do encourage that.
Yes, we really do. But if you want to contact us at TalkSport, we will...
Talk Radio.
That's right. I was just thinking of the dead people outside.
Yeah.
That's why I got confused.
Yeah.
On Talk Radio, if you want to contact us, we will be compiling a dossier of this and we will be taking it to the Environment Agency on your behalf this afternoon. So if there is a monster... in any of your water, then do get in touch. Have you got any more coming in, Colin?
I mean,
there's so many here.
Thomas has tweeted in. He said that he was brushing his teeth this morning.
Yeah.
Spat out the sort of the water and stuff. Medusa fell out. Medusa came out of his mouth.
Yeah, and she's the one with the head of snakes.
Head of snakes, that's yeah. Right. He said he didn't know until he spat out. He said it must have been in the cup, the little beaker keeps his toothbrush in.
Yeah. Well, go on.
Yeah, he sort of filled it up without looking at it, as you do. And then he just took a swig, sort of washed it around his mouth.
Yeah.
And then, bang, snake heads everywhere.
Yeah. Like, well, the handy thing for him is, of course, that Medusa can be defeated by her own reflection.
Yes, that's
now,
true.
So if there is going to be a mythological snake-haired woman in your house... then, to be honest, the bathroom is probably the best place
for it. Yeah, well, he said that's exactly what happened. She was defeated, but now he's just got a dead Medusa corpse, and he doesn't know what to do with it.
Well, again, and you need to call the Environment Agency.
He said that just you can't get through today.
Well, no, because everyone's having the same problem.
Yeah, yeah.
This is the thing. Well, look, if you can't get through to the Environment Agency about monsters in water, then by all means, as I say, funnel it through us, because we can pass it straight on to the authorities. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or simply use Twitter at Talk Radio.
Start your message with the word panic.
And we are heading towards the hour of 2 o'clock. And yes, it's time for Headline Hijack. Now, we have got a winner. Am I right? We've got a winner?
Yeah.
Who was it?
Oh, I didn't note it down. It's Joel. Joel in Somerset.
Joel in Somerset gets his made-up news story into the news at 2 o'clock. If you're joining us and wondering why that happens, the reason is this. We think most people are out of the office... or having lunch. They're busy lunching.
It's lunch hour.
It's just lunch hour. They call it lunch hour.
Lunch hour.
That's the Chinese for it. If you are in the office and you are hearing this bit, or wherever you are, and your colleagues aren't, then here's what's going to happen. They're going to come back to their desk or wherever at 2 o'clock, of course, not having heard this bit of the programme. Their punishment for not hearing this bit of the programme is simple. They will hear the news at 2, because they'll be back, and they will hear in that news a made-up news lie. Now, the thing is, the news lie comes out of the mouth of Victoria. And because she's a journalist, albeit a hungover one, she will be believed. She speaks the voice of truth. Whatever she says is fact. And she'll be here doing it very soon indeed. Is it Joel? Joel's in Somerset.
Joel in Somerset,
so
yeah.
His made-up news story will be in
you
the news.
You can still enter for tomorrow.
Oh, absolutely. We just add them to the list. 8-7-2-2 starting.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk radio. Oh,
start your message with the word anything.
It's very tedious saying that. The Sun is launching the first ever left-handed newspaper. This has come in from... Liam, those wishing to buy the paper must prove they're left-handed. It is only going to be because it's limited supply, so it is only going to be available to Southpaws. And you have to prove you're left-handed by throwing a frisbee across the shop. The frisbee will be attached to the front of the paper as a free gift, which you can keep.
Oh, nice.
Which is a good idea. I mean, at the end of the day, left-handed people are much maligned, and this is at least giving them something. I mean, they still have to use different toilets, for heaven's sake, but it's at least giving them something, isn't it?
Yeah.
Which is quite nice. What have you got, Con?
According to Emily, The Offspring, the band...
The Offspring,
yeah,
yes.
Are set to release their own broadband service in the States. The company will be
here
named...
Here it comes.
Pretty Fly for a Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi.
Yeah, I saw that one coming. Who was that from?
That was from Emily.
Absolutely hateful, Emily. we did... this is it. This is a new one. Yes, David Cameron, thank you. That's coming. And this is coming from... George Osborne. Says David Cameron is to announce this afternoon that he is going to keep the UK budget in an offshore account in Panama.
Oh, that's a good
idea.
So
we won't even know how much money...
We won't have to pay tax on it.
Exactly. Or we won't know how much money's left in it.
No.
Because he will never say. Right, OK. So, Joel in Somerset, your made-up news story is happening in the news next. Still to come this afternoon on the programme. A thought for the day for Satanists. The High Priest Vexen Le Crowley will join us. From the Temple of Mephistopheles in Hendon. And nobody's favourite radio quiz returns, Paul Rossmaster, before four. It's Talk Radio, I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Welcome to the Startup Fair. Are you an exhibitor?
Yeah, Rachel Dunn, Twinkle Cupcakes.
Right, got your schedule and coffee token?
Yep.
Oh, and your public liability insurance?
No.
We need it for all stallholders. Contact Direct Line. Their annual public liability policy covers you at trade fairs and they'll email right away to confirm you're covered.
So I could still set it up today?
Sure.
With an extra coffee token.
Nice try. Next, please.
Instant proof and confirmation of cover. Can your public liability insurance do that? Search Direct Line Public Liability Insurance. Valid email address required, underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
When a punter takes the tumble as a fool, it won't make the blindest bit of difference to my walls. No red wine marks, no craft beer stains. With diamond paint by Dulux Trade, my pub stays as pristine as the day it was painted. La, 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 la,
with new stain repellent technology in diamond paints by Dulux Trade, liquid stains become droplets that just wipe clean without scrubbing. Use it and your clients will be singing your praises. Pick up a tin at your local merchant. Dulux Trade. It's your reputation.
Focus your mind. Now, imagine yourself behind the wheel of a used 15-plate Nissan Qashqai. The comfortable seats, the panoramic glass roof. Feels good, doesn't it? It can be all yours from just £18,575.
The Nissan April Used Car Event, from the 1st to the 17th of April. Subject to availability. Price correct at 1st of April 2016. Google Nissan Cared For to find your nearest dealer. Deeper understanding leads to greater peace of mind.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you. Talk Radio.
Right then, 2 o'clock. It is Talk Radio. It's in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, life in custody for teenage killers. The government defends spending millions on EU leaflets. And there's a clinical trial to cure paedophiles.
Talk Radio.
In the last few minutes, two teenage girls have been given life sentences for murdering an alcoholic woman. The girls, who were aged 13 and 14 when they tortured Angela Wrightson to death, will have to serve at least 15 years in custody. The 39-year-old had more than 100 injuries when she died. David Cameron says he refuses to apologise for spending £9 million of taxpayers' money on pro-EU leaflets. Out campaigners are angry, but the Prime Minister says the government has a right to set out its position ahead of June's referendum. The Conservative MP Bernard Jenkins told Talk Radio the money involved isn't right.
It'll backfire on the government because the one thing the British people do not like is unfairness.
We believe in fair play in this country, and this is manifestly not a fair way to conduct a referendum.
A four-year-old British boy has died in a swimming pool in Spain. It's believed the child had only recently arrived with his parents at the resort in south of Alicante. Emergency services say he was dead before they got there. Four people who were suspected of being Islamic State fighters have been arrested in Denmark. Police in Copenhagen say they also found ammunition and weapons in a search connected to the arrests. A Swedish trial is using drugs to try to ensure paedophiles don't sexually abuse children. A drug usually used to treat cancer is being given to the men involved as it also reduces sex drive. Andrew Nielsen is from the Howard League for Penal Reform.
It has to be carefully done, but we certainly, with the caveat that we should be very wary that you know, drugs alone can do anything, there is the potential part that this could play in helping people.
Banks and financial firms have been given a deadline of next week to check if they have links to the company at the centre of the Panama Papers leak. It's reported the city watchdogs told businesses to investigate by the 15th of April. Millions of documents belonging to law firm Mossack Fonseca have been leaked, revealing how the rich and famous hide their wealth offshore. A national memorial has been unveiled, paying tribute to people who've donated their organs or tissue. Among those attending the ceremony at the National Memorial Arboretum in Staffordshire were donors, their families and recipients. Anna Bacon needed a lung transplant in 2007, shortly after the birth of her son. She says the memorial is a way to reflect on what her donor did for her.
I just can't find the words to thank them enough for, you know, the gift that they've given me. Completely transformed my life, my family's. It's enabled my son to have his mum here, to see him grow up and see all his milestones.
A ticket holder has won the biggest ever lotto prize. They've claimed the £35.1 million jackpot in last night's draw.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Cloudy for many in southern England, with outbreaks of showery rain slowly clearing to the southeast. A mix of sunny spells and scattered showers elsewhere. A few turning heavy and thundery at times, with highs of 12 degrees.
Thanks, Victoria. I think it's time for sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Arsenal manager Arsene Wenger thinks too much has been made of reports of an altercation involving Jack Wilshere during a night out in London. Several papers claim he was thrown out of a club. Wilshere will continue his comeback from the broken leg that's kept him out all season by playing for the under-21s tomorrow. Wenger says he's spoken to the England midfielder about the reported incident from last weekend.
It looks to be taken out of proportion a little bit, and of course these are matters that we like to keep internal.
Everton manager Roberto Martinez says Leighton Baines has said sorry for comments he made, claiming there's no chemistry in the team at the moment.
Sorry.
But he also says they were misinterpreted by the media. There's Europa League action tonight, with Liverpool travelling to Borussia Dortmund for the first leg of their quarter-final. The whole game is live over on Talk Sport. Finally, Rory McIlroy believes it'll get harder to claim golf's US Masters title with every year he fails to win it. It's the only major tournament he hasn't won. The Northern Irishman starts his campaign at tonight, just after 7 p.m. UK time. That's your latest sports news, powered by Talk Sport.
And with street crime on the rise, police are advising tourists to swallow any valuables should they be walking any long distances.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio, it revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Oh my, get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
2:05 on a Thursday afternoon. Good afternoon, I am John Holmes. Yes, it is Talk Radio in the afternoon. Still to come, as I mentioned, there will be a visit from the High Priest Vexen Le Crowley. He'll be here all the way from the Temple of Mephistopheles, which is in Hendon, with his thought for the day for Satanists. There will be a round of nobody's favourite radio quiz, Paul Rossmaster. There's a diversity paper review, moments away from work experience punditry, and I've just got time to bring you, this is just breaking news now, I'd like to bring you, obviously, we do this, the top 10 YouTube clips currently trending. Top 10 YouTube clips, here they are, counting down from 10. At 10, igloos melting to a poignant soundtrack. At 9, Russian chess grandmaster nodding off and impaling himself on his bishop. People really enjoying that this afternoon. At 8, on the top viewed YouTube clips this afternoon, lesbian cows rioting at an Anglican farmer's market. Our next one, wind turbines apparently chatting to each other in Swedish. The next one, busty porn star giggling with an accordion. Beatboxing, hang gliding Japanese businessman suicide. Then people are very much enjoying this afternoon, freak weather battering the Scottish coast and then deep frying it. Feral youth, this one's very popular. Feral, this has had so many views. Feral youth demonstrating the dangers of crossing the M6 on a space hopper. Tom Cruise, there's a video of Tom Cruise this afternoon on YouTube defending Scientology in a wig on a horse. And the most popular YouTube clip in the world today at 2:07 on a Thursday is toddler's high-speed parkour run at Babbacombe Model Village. We will, of course, be updating that as we go. If the news is too complicated for you, and I know, even though it's explained by Victoria, and I know it's complex, isn't it, Victoria?
So complex.
Yeah, but we like to break it down for you. We like to distill the news, and we like to make it simpler to understand. And we do it through the art of Japanese poetry. It's the news in haikus.
Microchip your dog, or it could lead to a terrible debacle.
The news in haikus. Just ahead of work experience punditry then, some of your reactions coming into Talk Radio this afternoon. Hello, I'm John Holmes, by the way. Your reactions. What reactions are coming in? I've got some reactions here. Your reactions. This just says, no! Oh, what have you got?
Well, this is just come in. So I think she's the pig has come in.
Right.
And a homeless drunk has said... He has, I mean, he texted that in. He said, talk.
You do just have to start your message.
With the word talk.
With the word talk. Or you can use that talk radio.
Yes, start your message with any with, word
with
you
any,
like.
With any word you like. Thanks very much. Also, don't forget, we are reporting your monster sightings as well this afternoon. They were... there's been a monster sighted in the Thames. You've probably heard this. You've seen it on the social media. Someone's filmed a sort of monster in the Thames, and it turns out it's not the only one. People are now spotting monsters in water all over the country. Can't get through to the Environment Agency. If that's you, we do want to hear about your monster in the water this afternoon. You can text that to 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or at Talk Radio.
Start your message with the word panic.
If you'd like to get involved with that, a lot of people discovering stuff. Hi, John. I was listening to... I switched Talk Radio on just as you were discussing the monster. And as I was doing so, I did just look out of my window. And I saw a dragon in a puddle. This is from... who's this from? Sarah, who's in Chiswick. She's seen a dragon in a puddle. Yeah, and she said she's been on the phone to the Environment Agency. Can't get through. Very busy this afternoon.
Has she written to her local MP yet?
She said she has written to a local MP, but she's used the old-fashioned post, and she hasn't yet had a reply, even though she posted it 3 minutes ago.
Okay, really?
And that's just typical of how the MPs treat people.
Absolutely.
Right then, on Talk Radio, it is time for the work experience punditry. How does it work? Ask me that.
How does it work?
I'll tell you, it works like this. We get people who aren't professional reviewers to review stuff for us. They're the next generation of pundits. That's the point of it. That's the point of the exercise. Next generation of them, all coming in here, learning their craft, plying their trade that will become their trade. Learning.
You very much have to learn on the job with punditry.
Exactly. It's like the apprentice in here.
It is.
But I'm not as big a git as Alan Sugar.
Well, that's arguable.
So, work experience punditry, today's subject is...
Tech and geeky stuff.
Geeky stuff.
Okay,
and Rod is here.
Hello.
Ruddy hell, it's Rod.
Very good.
Thank you. He's here to review the geeky stuff and the main benefit that anyone gets out of this. It's not you learning the craft, Rod. Mm-hmm. It's us because we don't have to pay you.
That is pretty neat.
Because it's work experience. And that's the point.
It is exactly.
So what have you got in work experience, punditry, geeky stuff?
Okay. Bear in mind, my notes are not as complete as I would like them to be because the ones I printed out got binned by a cleaning lady. Well, so I've got what I've got here.
Stop you there because if indeed you are of geeky stuff.
Yeah, no, I mean I've
you
got...
You could have backed that up to something.
Mm. It's saved on a desktop that I logged out of.
It's not a great start to a geeky review.
It's not fantastic, no. But I'll start anyway.
Okay.
The HTC Vive was released on Tuesday, which is Valve and HTC's kind of collaboration to make a virtual reality headset for like games and stuff.
Oh, now there are several of these around.
Yeah.
Yes.
The most famous of which is probably the Oculus Rift.
I have had a go on one of those.
They're good, aren't they?
It's amazing.
What did you do on your one?
I'm not. It's not broadcastable.
Well.
But it works.
There's a story about that in the news today.
Is
there? There was.
Yeah, yeah.
There you go.
Did you see the video? Special suit you can put on.
Yeah.
I didn't see the video, no.
Basically, it is £689, while the Oculus is £599.
Right.
And even the Oculus, when it was released, got kind of criticized for how expensive it was. So this being nearly £100 more expensive, it's really going to have to be...
So what do you get for your extra... Because the Oculus Rift, for those that might not know, right? So it's a virtual reality headset, as you say. You wear it, and it immerses you fully in the world in which you... I don't know, what do you do? Do you download a thing?
It's games, it can be movies. There are movies that are filmed in 3D, so maybe you can take the place of a character, you can look around. The one that... The one that I did was a virtual reality game where you had like a jetpack, and as you leaned forward and backwards, you would propel yourself around. A lot of the games right now are very kind of simplistic because it's a very new technology.
Yeah,
you're not going to get any kind of big name games on it.
Have they brought back old games but done Oculus Rift? Because I'd like to be immersed in the world of Frogger.
Well, kind of, they're doing games like I can't remember the name of it. It was in my notes. It was basically kind of a Legend of Zelda style game.
Yes.
Where, you just take place in this kind of dungeon crawler and you walk around and slay zombies. And it's very simple. It's literally just walking around a dungeon, killing some skeletons and zombies.
I love that that's simple now.
Yeah.
Right? Because that's like, back in the day, it was Daley Thompson's Decathlon on the Commodore 64. And to make him run, you had to just go... on the keyboard till it broke, and that was simple. And now you go, simple. It's just a three-dimensional dungeon populated by zombies. Simple. It's just old days. It's true though, isn't it? It's moved on, isn't it?
It is. Yeah,
Rod, in your expertise, bring that to the table now. Where are we going with this? I mean, what's the end game of this virtual reality?
I don't know if there
headset
is
headset thing.
I don't know if there is an end game except for all of our consciousnesses being downloaded into the Matrix. I think that would probably be the end game.
Is anyone working on that at the moment?
I don't know. There are some aliens out there somewhere.
I think
doing
Sony
it,
as well.
Sony.
Yeah, yeah, as far as I'm aware.
Evil alien overlords.
Yeah.
And Sony.
Yeah. And Global Radio. But it's an interesting... I think it's fascinating. And I'm not a gamer. I've never been into computer games, right? Apart from, Frogger. And you don't even know what that is, do you, Cornelius?
No.
Okay. So there was this was complex for the day, right? So what you had was a frog.
Mm.
Right.
That's why it's called Frogger.
Yeah. Right. See. And then it had to cross a
good tech expert, isn't he?
Cross a river or something. It might have been a road, can't remember. Either way, it was a river because there were logs.
No, there was both.
Float, were there?
Yeah, because there's one where you had to cross a road and lorries were coming along, and then there's another one we had to cross a river and like hop across the platforms.
See?
Mm.
See?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's why I'm your tech expert.
That's what he knows about. He's 5 years old and he knows about that.
Very good.
We need to talk. Obviously, we'll talk more. I know you've got more geeky stuff to talk about. We're going to have to take a break though. So, Rod, stay there. 16 minutes past 2 o'clock. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Your perfect hotel stay shouldn't mean worrying about the cost of an email. Unlike some hotels, at Hampton by Hilton, emailing, profile updating, downloading, browsing, or blogging on our Wi-Fi is included in your stay. And when you book direct at Hampton.com, you'll also enjoy our best price guarantee. Booking somewhere else? You could always pack a carrier pigeon. Hampton by Hilton. Refreshingly different. Visit Hampton.com for terms and conditions.
Get it straight from Selco.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, you can already expect to get a massive range of products in stock, all at great trade prices. Now we've made things even better by introducing Selco Hire at every branch, so you can now hire your building tools and equipment from Selco too. In April, hire a passload cordless first fix nailer for just £35 per week, ex-VAT. Find your local Selco Hire branch at hire.selcobw.com.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trade go.
Rivalries, rebellions, and battles. War has been waged for the Iron Throne, which you can get with the new season of Game of Thrones from just £20 a month when you join Sky TV with the original bundle. And get a free 32-inch LG TV so you can see every battle and every betrayal. Seize your chance by April 21st. Search Sky Bundles. Sky. Believe in better.
Direct debit subject to status. Upfront £10 standard setup. Minimum contract and further terms apply.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
Traffic slow on the M62. There's a broken down car eastbound between Junction 18, Simister Island, and Junction 19 for Haywood with a lane out. Also a broken down vehicle on the southbound A1 on Tyne and Wear at Gosforth, causing you queues this afternoon. Still a lane closure on the London-bound M1 in Hertfordshire just before Junction 6A for the M25, where there's some recovery work after a lorry lost its load. And in Kent, the M20 is still closed both ways between 10 at Ashford and 11 at Hythe. I'm Dave Stamford.
What will you find at the Audi Q event? The spacious Audi Q7? Tick. The elegant Audi Q5? Tick. The stylish Audi Q3? Tick. Attractive finance offers? Tick. Available only for a limited time? Tick. Talk. The Audi Q event, from the 9th to 18th of April. The ideal time to explore the Audi SUV range. Visit your local Audi center. Audi. Vorsprung durch Technik. Finance subject to status. Available to 18s and over. Exclusions and T's and C's apply. Offers valid until 30th of April. Audi Financial Services.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the Motor Show. It's automotive for the people on your radio.
Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee?
He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
This Saturday afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
We're talking 19 minutes past 2. Man, hell! We're all friends. Make it 20 minutes past 2 o'clock.
Cheers, John.
You're welcome. I'm John Holmes. It is Talk Radio in and of the afternoons. Before we go back to Rudd with some geeky work experience punditry, I know we've got a lot of reactions coming in, of course.
Yes.
So it's good to get through some more of your texts. Cornelius, what's
yes, where's his shirt with the top button done up and drinks Carling in a Weatherspoons? I said, are you looking at me?
No, I'm absolutely not.
And we've also had a tweet in from Mark McKenna who says, hi, guys. I've forgotten where the trade go again.
Oh,
any ideas?
Yeah, absolutely. That's Chicken Madras. And we are joined, as you know, if you were listening before, people tried to sell you things with and by Work Experience Rudd, who is part of our Work Experience Pundit team. His job is to review geeky stuff. We already talked Oculus Rift headsets. Who did you say the new one is by?
Valve and HTC.
Valve and HTC.
Yes.
Okay, that sounds like a solicitor's.
Yeah, I mean, Valve are the kind of game makers and HTC are the tech makers, really.
Fine, if you say so. And so, did we get to the bottom of why theirs is more expensive than Oculus Rift then? I mean, what's the difference between these two?
There isn't really much of a difference of tech. I assume they just managed to ramp up the price because Valve...
Who's going to buy these, though?
Well, what you could do is buy one and then put yourself in a reality where you haven't spent that money. So you could just pretend you're there.
That's
what I'd do with it.
Yeah, just pretend. I'd buy one, but then put yourself in Panama. Right? And as you can have anything you want, you put yourself on a beach in Panama.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Sitting on a deck chair made of tax-free money while David Cameron brings you a drink. There. Now then, eh?
Very bliss.
There. And that's not a virtual reality, that's technically reality, because that's what George Osborne does. And everyone else that's them.
Allegedly.
All those people on the front of the papers today... Those faces of the celebrities, they do that.
And the monster in the Thames that was on the front of the Star.
That does it.
Yeah.
What else got?
Well, this isn't a product as such, it's just some news. The Counter-Strike Global Offensive Major finished on the 4th, so 3 days ago.
Sorry, back up. What?
Are you war reporting now?
Counter-Strike is...
It's like a trainee Martin Bell.
Yeah.
Counter-Strike is a video game.
Thank you.
That I don't play it or watch it. I just kind of passively absorb knowledge of it. They recently finished their major, which is kind of a big tournament. The first place went to Luminosity Gaming, and they beat out a VP in the finals.
Is it just me or is this just words in a list?
Yeah.
Well, it's something... This game isn't my game. My game is Dota, that I play a lot. And I actually...
Dota?
Dota.
What's that?
It's a game where there's like a square map, there's two teams of five, and basically in it,
it's like
in
Twister.
A nutshell, you've got to kind of destroy the enemy's base, you know?
I
went to Frankfurt last year.
Congratulations.
To watch some people play this game in a big stadium.
Name drop.
Really. Yeah. We've got a clip of it if you want to hear it.
Oh, we do want to hear it.
Okay. So yeah, this is for context, this is where a hero called Techies is about to be picked. He's a very unusual hero who never gets picked, and people were expecting it and at the same time not expecting it. So yeah, this is when Techies was...
Awesome. It has to be Techies. What else?
Yeah! Oh my gosh! Wow!
What?
Yeah, so that was a stadium full of nerds just watching people play video games. So there's the Dota tournament that's happening at the moment is Dream League, which is just a tournament Premier League or whatever.
I know. I don't play it. I passively absorb knowledge about it.
Right, yeah.
I find that's the best way to enjoy it.
I am passively absorbing knowledge of it. All of this is what I'm doing
now. Yeah,
except
yeah.
Really, I'll be honest, none of it's going in. Not a bit of it. I've got a question, right?
Yeah, what's
up? Right, so we've just heard that clip there, right, which, you know, to my ears sounded like... You know, a massive sporting tournament, as you say, it's in a stadium, but it's people playing video games.
Yep.
Now, what if, right, what if we stopped war?
In general?
Stopped war, but instead, right, we play... Each opposing army played Call of Duty, right, which is a war one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does it have to be a war one?
No, I don't suppose it does.
Be FIFA.
Frogger. Okay, there it is. Right, so opposing... No, well, we'll get onto that, the FIFA thing. I had a copy of that game, actually.
Yeah?
I couldn't play it, it's corrupt.
That is good. Yeah. Yeah, Rod, write that down. Can we write that down?
A little topical humour there.
Yeah, yeah. We'll do that on the show.
Yeah, put that... We'll do
yeah,
that.
When it goes out, yeah. we'll do that.
On the show. Yeah, good. No, so what you do is you get two opposing, you know, countries that are at war, right?
Mm-mm.
You know? And then instead of actually... war, they just play a computer game and whoever wins gets whatever they were trying to win in the war.
Well, I mean, there would either be more or less death. Less death due to guns, more death due to just people just getting diabetes because they sit at their computer all day.
Well, yeah, but I guess that's, you know, the first casualty of war is truth.
It is indeedy.
And so I suppose if diabetes will take you, then is that as bad, is what I'm saying, as being killed in a war?
I mean,
I don't know. I'm playing devil's advocate. I don't know. I'm saying to you, two opposing teams playing... Right, okay, so, right, the West. The West are here. God. Right?
Yeah.
The West are here.
In the West.
Yes. ISIS are here. Right?
In the East.
In the middle, right, a game of Frogger. And that is how we settle our differences.
I think that, yeah, I think that would work.
Well, I don't know why no one's asked me to...
I wonder why you're not the UN's peace secretary.
The
officers
will come racing in now, yeah. Won't they? Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying what everyone else is thinking. Go on.
But yeah, so yesterday in the middle of Dream League, which is ongoing, the prize pool is $156,000. And that's quite a small one. Last year we had the international, which is kind of our World Cup, and the prize pool was $10
million. $10 million?
Yeah.
For playing a game?
Yeah.
For playing FIFA.
So yesterday, the average game of Dota lasts about 40 minutes. A short one would be like 20. Long one would be like 50. Yesterday, there was a game between, who was it? It was Empire and No Diggity.
Yeah.
Empire beat and it was an 84-minute game, and we've got a clip of that as well.
Is it 84 minutes long?
No. It's just that it's the final moments of this really tense 84-minute game. So yeah, this is the Dream League one.
Okay.
Because yeah, you're pretty much going to be using the flutter all the time because the evasion doesn't matter. So use the active.
No, yeah, it doesn't for sure. Yeah. He has the moonshot as well. He's like pretty much maxed out. Like he doesn't get better.
Okay, Chrono onto Miposhka. There'll be a defensive Astral. There's the rest of the side of No Diggity looking to see if they can go for more, but there's going to be a blink in. They've caught Era here. There'll be a Lotus ult to make sure there's no follow-up, but he's in the static zone. There'll be a Nightmare to Prime Time Refresher. They're looking for the second last. They're going to move in. They're not even going to use it. They're going to find the kill to Era now. Danny does not have buyback. Cinder has gone as well. There'll now be a buyback from Quaker. He's going to need it. He's going to need something big, but the Rapier from Era is on the decks. Empire now with an opening. Two heroes down. No buybacks available for No Diggity. That could be the play that wins them the game here. I don't know if they can hold this without that Ember. And GG is called. It's all over. That one play, just as you said, it can cost them the game, and it did. Era being caught without buyback. Empire, they played the long game. They were incredibly patient there with that push to the high ground, and it paid off in the end. 84 minutes in, Empire take the match, and what a match that was, man.
I have no idea what
that sounded really exciting.
It sounded amazing.
Yeah, I'm genuinely like professional. There's an industry behind this, isn't there?
There is. Like it's all good stuff. I mean, I mean, I watch it on a regular. I don't really watch TV.
You watch that?
Yeah. Fun fact: the guy that was casting that game looks exactly like Cornelius.
Oh, the poor soul.
That is fun. I've enjoyed it.
Doesn't it, John?
Yes.
Doesn't he look like
him? Oh, we've got a picture. Oh, hang on.
It's not the most entertaining radio.
Oh, God, he does. He absolutely does.
Let's have a look.
We need to tweet that.
Yeah.
That is you.
Oh, that's scary.
That is really weird. Oh, it's like... I tell you what that's like. It's like putting on an Oculus Rift. Yeah. But with two of you next to me.
that would be me if I were successful.
Yeah. Well, and that's not going to happen. Rod, thank you so much.
No worries.
For coming in. For your... you've been in here 20 minutes now, and I didn't understand a word of what you said.
I mean,
but
what I'm here for.
That's what you are here for. Thank you, though. That was Work Experience Punditry, geeky stuff. There'll be another one film, I think, tomorrow. Here on Talk Radio in the afternoons, I'm John Holmes. Look, Victoria's here.
Hi.
And she's got the news.
Talk Radio.
Two teenage girls have been given life sentences for brutally murdering a woman in her own home in County Durham. Talk Radio's Alex Dibble has the details.
They're both 15 now, but were just 14 and 13 when they killed Angela Wrightston. They attacked her in the lounge of her home in Hartlepool using a shovel, a stick studded with screws, and even a TV and a coffee table. It left their victim, who was 39, with more than 100 injuries. The girls, who can't be named because of their age, showed no reaction when they were sentenced at Leeds Crown Court for a minimum of 15 years.
The Prime Minister says he makes no apology for spending £9 million of taxpayers' money on leaflets supporting a vote to stay in the EU. Every household in the country country is getting one, and there'll be an online campaign. Leave campaigners, though, insist public money shouldn't have been used. Belgium prosecutors have released what they think was the escape route taken by a suspected third attacker at Brussels airport. 16 people died in suicide blasts in the terminal last month. On the same day, 16 others were killed in an explosion at a metro station. They've appealed to the public for any photos or videos which may show the suspect they're calling the man in the hat. A British boy has died in a swimming pool in Spain. It's believed the four-year-old had only just arrived with his parents at the resort of Torrevieja, which is south of Alicante. And a new memorial has been unveiled, which recognises the tens of thousands of people who've donated organs. The Gift of Life Memorial was opened by the Duke of Gloucester at the National Memorial Arboretum in Staffordshire. The weather cloudy for many in southern England, with outbreaks of showery rain slowly clearing to the southeast. A mix of sunny spells and scattered showers elsewhere. A few turning heavy and thundery at times. Highs of 12 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith
on Talk Radio.
I'm Penny Smith. Join me every Saturday morning from 8 on Talk Radio for the perfect weekend breakfast. I'm going to be reviewing the papers, taking a look at all the best new film, book and theatre releases, and I'm going to be chatting to a whole host of celebrity guests live in the studio.
Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith. Saturday morning from 8.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It is Talk Radio. Yes, it is. In the afternoons. It's a Thursday afternoon. I am John Holmes. Let's very quickly get some more reactions that are coming in this afternoon, because it's the Talk Radio, and it's the reactions.
People
react here.
We've had a message in from the Talk Sport Cafe to say that today's special is Cottage by MPs for £3.99.
Right, okay.
Yes, and apparently, according to someone, there are just sad morons who need to get a life.
Right, okay, and if you do have a reaction, then, of course, do react it in this way. Some people that react around here are on the streets and so on and so forth. As you'll know, if you are a regular listener, we do like to take opinions on talk. It's what you have to do on a talk radio station. You have to have an opinion. So we like to go out on the streets and find out people's opinions and who thinks what. And we ask them questions about who thinks what. Today, we went out on the streets and we asked them, well, you know, is it lasers or clocks?
Lasers.
Clocks.
Clocks.
Lasers.
Clocks.
Lasers.
Lasers.
Clocks.
Clocks.
Clocks. Lasers.
Lasers.
Clocks.
Clocks.
Lasers.
Clocks.
Clocks.
Lasers.
Lasers.
Clocks.
Lasers.
Lasers.
Clocks.
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 Lasers.
Clocks.
Lasers.
Clocks.
Clocks.
Lasers.
Lasers.
Clocks.
Lasers.
Clocks.
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 Lasers.
Lasers.
Clocks.
Lasers.
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 Clocks.
Clocks.
Lasers.
Lasers.
Clocks.
Lasers.
Lasers.
Clocks.
Lasers.
Clocks.
Lasers.
So then, Kickstarters. You know, the crowdfunding model that allows people to follow their dreams, no matter what they be. Their dreams. Good, bad, pipe, wet. It's where deluded souls beg of you to give them coin, to turn their often ludicrous ideas into reality. It's a range of hammocks for people who enjoy mints, a pop-up international airport, a new colour, or a war-based fruit. But for every successful war-based fruit, other ideas are demented to fail, and that's where we come in to help the Kickstarters. Twisted Kickstarters. Have you a Kickstarter based on some kind of deluded notion you'd like us to help kick? Re-kickstart? Get in touch, just like Mark has. He keeps having dreams. He gets up, showers, and in half an hour, they are gone. He keeps having dreams. Mark's on the telephone. Hi, Mark. How are you?
I'm brilliant, thank you.
Good. We'll be the judge of that, Mark. Now, listen, Kickstarter. You've got... We've met some slightly weird people, Mark, with their kickstarting dreams. Describe to us what yours is.
Well, basically, I'm trying to build a library of magazines from the 1990s which hopefully I'll be able to lend out for people for research and for libraries doing exhibitions, because we're about as far now from the 90s as we were from the 60s and 70s back then. So I think things are starting to come round and it's becoming a bit of a historical moment again.
Yeah, well, yes, I see. I mean, we are as far from the 90s as I think we've ever been. And and you're right. I mean, because I have a fondness, a nostalgic fondness, Mark, for the magazines of that era. In fact, my my garage contains quite a lot of copies of Q Magazine and Empire, both from the 90s.
Well, there you are. If you want to send them this way, then that would be absolutely perfect.
Is it all magazines, Mark, that you're trying to build a library of?
Well, I've started off focusing mostly on music magazines from my own interests.
Yeah.
I'm trying to branch out into sort of, I suppose you call them lifestyle magazines.
Okay.
And the lad mags, things like Loaded, and fashion magazines like Face, Vogue, Vanity Fair.
Yeah.
So we're trying to build a sort of cross-cultural picture. Of the media roundabout.
Yeah, do you know? I think it's this isn't a bad idea, to be honest. I mean, a lot of Kickstarters, Mark, let's be honest, are stupid. But this one isn't. This is because everyone's fascinated by that. I mean, I have friends. I go around their house, just maybe stay for the weekend or whatever, right? And they've got old copies of magazines on in the guest room. Like, lying on the thing, and you flick through and you go, oh, there's that band that were around. That what happened to them? They were going to be the next big. So I'm kind of with you on this. I think it's kind of... How much money do you need?
At the moment, I'm chasing two particular issues. So I'm trying to raise £250.
Right.
Because these are rather expensive, possibly overpriced copies, but they are very, very important magazines from the time and important issues.
So what makes them so valuable? Just because they're so rare?
They're rare. I mean, this is the first time I've seen either of them come up for sale in the sort of 2 years that I've been looking into this. The first one is an issue from July 1990 of the Face magazine.
Yeah.
And it was the first magazine to feature a young Kate Moss. It covered the mammoth Stone Roses gig at Spike Island.
Spike Island gig, yes. Okay, good. Right.
Yeah. Yep. Which, was instrumental in later events in Oasis and a lot of other bands who attended that and said, right, we need to start our own band.
Yeah.
And then following on from the Oasis thing, the second issue is a copy of Vanity Fair from March 1997, which the British cover featured Liam Gallagher and Patsy Kensit bed.
That was a relationship from hell, wasn't it? What a sort of hideous combination of people.
But there they are, gloriously Technicolor, next to each other under a Union Jack bedspread on the front of the issue of Vanity Fair. And it features a big spread on the new swing in London, featuring designers and artists like Alexander McQueen, Damien Hirst, a very young, fresh-faced, pre-Iraq Tony Blair.
Yeah.
Who, at the time, people thought he was going to change the world.
Well, he did, didn't he? He sort of ended up sort of bombing most of it. I was thinking about this, because I knew I was going to be speaking to you, and I've got a few. I've mentioned the Q and the Empire, but I'll be honest, I've got some magazines from my teenage years that I hid under a mattress.
Are they of the blue nature?
They might be, yes. Is there a market for them?
I suppose between people that enjoy that kind of thing, there possibly could be.
Because the internet put paid to it all, didn't it?
Well, the internet's put a pave to a lot of print media. I mean, in the last year or two alone, we've seen Loaded has gone off the shelves. NME's gone off the shelves recently. FHM as well. What we thought was a really strong magazine, that's now disappeared as well and gone to online only.
I've got an idea for you, right? Because when and I know Cornelius, you won't remember this, right? Because you're 11. But when I was young, and this may resonate with you, Mark, or it may resonate with certain people. And okay, it's afternoon radio, so I'm going to put this delicately, right? Because Asprod Cath, assistant producer. Cath? Cass? Asprod Cass?
wrong show producer there.
Yeah. Is looking at me with a face. But when I was young, right, this is before the internet, okay, let's say gentlemen's leisure periodicals.
Yes.
Were found in hedges.
I was just about to say, there's a market for them, for the ones that didn't get ripped up and found on the way to the school, so...
Yeah, so Mark, do you remember this, Mark? You remember the
every morning.
Yeah.
Every morning, there'd be a magazine torn up in a hedge.
I know! You see, look, Cornelius, you're looking at me like this is nonsense. But I promise you, everywhere in Britain, before you...
Everywhere.
Everywhere. But you have it easy, didn't you? With your internet and the nudies, you have it easy. But in ad, we had to work for it, Cornelius. Mark and me... We were out there all hours, looking in the hedgerows. Yeah, see if the
amassing a scrapbook.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. Yeah, see if the fairy had been in the night and delivered stuff to the hedge. It's like the Easter Bunny every day, but with nudity. It was a better world, Cornelius. Mm. And do you know what? As well, it wasn't filthy. It wasn't like your internet that you've got.
Well, they were pretty filthy.
Okay, fine. Well,
Mark found a very good hedge. By the sound of it.
And it's killed enterprise, Mark, because my friend Paul Williams, right, used to bring pages of his dad's ones, right, to school, rolled up in Smarty tubes. And sell them to us for 50 pence. And it's exactly your internet, Cornelius, that has, and this online that's killed great ideas like that. So
I wouldn't be surprised if the high unemployment rate in this country was down to the fact that people don't have to work for porn anymore.
Exactly right. You're exactly right.
Well, here's the thing. At a library, you borrow things and then bring them back.
All right, let's just stop that conversation there. For a start off, let's just not even continue this any further. But, you know, I think there's a market for sort of retro gentlemen's adventures. And ladies too, obviously, but not as much. Well, Mark, look, I think you're trying to raise money to get copies of these iconic magazines, and that's fine. How much money? I mean, what can we pledge? What can we pledge?
Well, I've got the pledges in £1, £5, and £10 amounts. That's you can add more if you like, if you're feeling particularly flush that day.
Yeah, I'm reading. I've got this in front of me, and it says here: if you pledge £1 or more, you get a massive thank you email and a name credit whenever the magazines are displayed, either individually or as part of a collection, physically or online. Right.
Yes.
If you pledge five...
That's also the same that you get for the £5 or £10.
Yes, well, that was the point I was making. I mean, your incentive is poor here, isn't it?
Yeah, my incentive is poor, but so am I, so...
This is
why I'm begging for money for second-hand magazines.
All right, so it's a Kickstarter idea. It is Mark's who wants to build a library of the 90s magazines for the lending out thereof. And if you'd like to, give some money to him so he can waste it, then you can find him online. This is Talk... Mark, thank you very much for talking to us this afternoon.
Not a problem.
That is Mark. This is Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. That's probably Annoyed Cass. That. It's 2:45 in the afternoon. That was Mark, of course, and his Kickstarter. You all right with that, Cass? It was fine, wasn't it?
No.
Why?
You know why.
Okay. So, we'll have a showbiz next. Ooh. Something else I don't understand. Showbiz. But here's the unique spin. It's brought to us by a man who works for TalkSport who has no idea about showbiz at all. But for budgetary reasons, it's all we've got. And he's been told he's still got to do the showbiz because they can't afford anyone who does showbiz. So that's going to be happening just before 3:00. And furthermore, before we go any further, it's the bit many people have been texting about and have been waiting for. Because he is here, the High Priest Vexen Le Crowley. Now, if you are a regular listener, you know exactly who he is. He's the High Priest of the Temple of Mephistopheles, which you'll know is in Hendon in North London. And the reason he's here is to supply that bit of talk radio where you are invited to step off the world for a moment. Your spiritual side could be embraced, you're just a moment of reflection. You'll have heard it on other radio stations, don't they? They always have a vicar coming in, don't they? A vicar or a rabbi or an imam, or just launching into an anecdote from their lives and then tenuously linking it to whatever deity they believe in. Well, the thing is, we're an equal opportunities employer. Nobody else caters for the section of the demographic that believe in the devil and worship him. Hence, here he is, the High Priest Vexen Le Crowley, with his thought for the day for Satanists.
Good afternoon. Now, a couple of weeks ago, I accompanied my young son, Lucifer, to the local recreation ground where he plays football for the under-11s team. And like all youngsters, he loved to play professionally, and to his credit, he's a skilled midfielder. Certainly better than I was at his age. Bless in the name of all that is unholy. Anyway, this particular week, as half-time approached, it became increasingly clear that our team were facing stiff opposition. At 13-0, there really was very little chance of the young lads making a comeback. I was particularly struck by the behaviour of the team in the lead, who were in no way modest about their achievements so far. Their cocksure nature, and to be frank, rather violent and unsportsmanlike play, certainly struck a chord with me as I stood on the touchline screaming foul and disgusting obscenities at the pitch and waving my junk at the ref. And then, just as I was popping little Vexen back into my trousers, I found myself thinking, Satan is a lot like that, isn't he? For, as far as the Prince of All Devils is concerned, the concepts of fair play, or indeed any observance of any kind of rule, is a distraction. Cheating and foul play are surely the tools with which the unholy of unholies plies his evil trade, humiliating, belittling, and tormenting all of mankind. So, just before half-time, I wandered into the changing rooms of that opposing team and, in the name of the Antichrist, proceeded to spike the drinking water of the opposing side with MDMA. Well, you can only begin to imagine the fun. Following half-time refreshments, the teams returned to the pitch. The previously superior team were now confused, befuddled, barely able to walk, and, in at least three cases, were being sick in the penalty area. Added to that, two ambulances had to be called, and as a result, the game was called off. But not before my son's team won 56 goals to 13. Ah, the beautiful game. And that should give us all something to think about.
The High Priest Vexen Le Crowley there, with his thought for the day for Satanists. It's Talk Radio. It is the afternoons. I'm John Holmes. We'll be back with showbiz from a man who works for TalkSport next.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Fellow citizens, it's time to change. No more will you scrabble around in your pocket for coppers, fumbling at the front of the queue as people stare impatiently. It's time to free yourself, to stand up and say, yes, I am cash free and I'm proud.
Skinny cappuccino, that's £2.59, please, sir.
Oh, right, sorry.
Discover an easier way to pay with Visa Contactless. Simply touch and pay for anything up to £30 at over 400,000 places across the UK.
Visa Contactless, it's the only change you need.
This little piggy went to Asda. This little piggy chose Newborn. This little piggy chose Supreme Protection. And this little piggy chose Peppa Pig First Pants. But all the little piggies got three packs of Little Angels nappies for just £10 and cried wee, wee, wee all the way home. Asda. Save money. Live better.
Selected stores and lines subject to availability. Other sizes available. £3.75 each.
This is a new Volkswagen. And this is a used Volkswagen. New and used. New. Used. Can you tell the difference? No?
That's because our used cars are as good as new. With a range of deposit contributions from £500 to £1,000, 10.9% APR representative and two services included, now is an ideal time to buy a Dustfeld Auto used Volkswagen. Visit your local Volkswagen retailer between the 8th and 18th of April for the As Good As New event. Offers on used Volkswagens aged 3 to 60 months on Solutions Personal Contract Plan at participating retailers, 18s and over. T&Cs and exclusions apply, subject to status. Volkswagen Financial Services.
Talk Radio, Traffic and Travel.
The M20 in Kent is closed in both directions. There's a closure of the motorway between Junction 10 Ashford and 11 at Hythe. It's causing stationary traffic both sides, with traffic following a signed diversion via the A20. If you're heading London bound on the M1 in Hertfordshire, there's still one lane closed just before Junction 6A for the M25, where there was a shed load of bricks. And the M62 at Greater Manchester, broken down car eastbound between Junction 18 Timister and 19 at Haywood. I'm Dave Stamford.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
And I'm joined on the show by Citizen Cable and Citizen Khan. Vince Cable and Adil Ray, Citizen Khan himself. If it's on your mind, get it on the radio.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast.
Good morning, madam.
Tomorrow morning from 6
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Thursday afternoon then, hello, I am John Holmes. At 2:51, and as promised, a man has joined us in the studio to review the week's show business. Now, the problem with this is that the man we have been given access to has no interest in the showbiz and sort of talks us through it in the tone of a man who wants to kill himself. So, and the reason he's here is because he works for Talk Sport, which is his area of expertise. But because there's no budget, he's been told by the bosses he's got to do this as well, much to his disdain. Hello, Reese.
All right.
Yeah, how's it going?
Yeah, not too bad. Fabulous is a word I've read a lot today in these. So I think we should go with fabulous.
Fabulous, yeah. Right. So just
you look very uncomfortable when you say that.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah, like I've never said this word. I don't know what it means.
It hurts me inside.
I bet it doesn't. Does it crop up much, the word fabulous, in Talk Sport, in Sport Inc? Because you're a sports expert. I mean, does it? Do you use that word ever?
I haven't heard Stan Collymore say it a lot. And no. I don't think it's the... It could work, you know, fabulous free kick, I suppose.
He might have said it through someone's car window.
This is very true.
Yeah. Okay, so let's review the showbiz.
Yeah, Ariel Winter, the very same, 18-year-old from ABC's Modern Family, has been seen on holiday wearing a bikini, no less.
Right.
Apparently it looks all right.
Good to know, isn't it?
Have you seen a picture of it?
Maybe.
What magazine did you find this in? Where are you getting... Where's your source for this?
I think this was Heat or...
Where did you find that magazine?
Down the back of the sofa in the green room at Talksport. Apparently. It's put there just in case.
Yeah. Nah, Alan Brazil reads them.
He loves
the gossip mags.
He does.
He does.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does.
He rolls them up and uses them as a funnel for his... What? Carry on. What?
Yeah, we got Gigi and Zayn Malik. They looked loved up on holiday as well. They did a shoot that involved packing on PDA.
I love the pain on your face as you're eating it.
It's like a foreign language to me. I still don't quite know what's going on. Last week it was talk tummies. This week it's PDA.
What's PDA?
I have absolutely no idea.
Public display of affection.
You wouldn't know what that is though, would you?
No, because I see it going on there.
Well, you've certainly never had cause to be involved in it, have you? If you were going to do a public display of affection, Cornelius, what would it be? Well, because last time, it was when your mum taught you how to French
That's
kiss.
That's not true.
At the bus stop.
Stop making that up.
I'm not, it's true.
It's not it, true. It wasn't at a bus stop.
No,
I'm just saying that's a new element you've added to this complete lie.
No, your mum...
The lady doth protest too much.
PDA'd you at a bus stop because you were going on a date and you confided in her that you didn't know how to kiss. And so your mum showed you for 10 minutes. PDA. We know what a PDA is now. Carry on, Reese.
Hayley Baldwin, apparently not the one from Coronation Street. She's showing her abs in a crop top and high-waisted ripped jeans. Clothes.
He's
probably the height of what I know about that. It was while she was enjoying a laid-back night out in West Hollywood.
Right.
So, yeah, apparently she was looking fabulous.
Yeah.
Yeah, and someone from TOWIE is wearing a maxi dress instead of a jumpsuit. That is, it's a floaty maxi dress as well. Sam Fares? Yeah, 26.
Maybe.
Yeah, possibly. That's what I've heard anyway.
Yeah.
What? Do you just get the option between jumpsuit and the other one then?
Apparently she can't
maxi
wear more.
Dress.
Yeah.
A maxi dress.
Yeah, she gets the choice. I think it's chosen for her.
When she says she's opted for that over a jumpsuit, which, over lots of different clothes as well.
No, because in the celebrity world, right, at the moment, it's one or the other. You can't, you don't have, there's no in between. That you get a floaty, what was it?
Maxi dress.
And a jumpsuit.
Yep.
And the celebrities at the moment.
Every celebrity.
Every celebrity just picks out one of those two
things.
Piers Morgan.
He's often in a maxi dress.
Yes, he is. Name another celebrity. And I'll tell you which they favour.
Mary Berry.
Jumpsuit.
David Beckham.
Maxi dress.
Colin Murray.
Both.
He wears layers, doesn't he?
He layers up because he gets cold in the TalkSport studios.
Yeah, he gets cold.
Carry on, Reese.
Yeah, Victoria Beckham has gone out in a pair of skinny jeans and some flat sandals to enjoy a night out without her kids. That's an exclusive, apparently.
Right.
She left all four of them at home and went out for a date and something to do with her sandals. Yes, yeah, smacking the tarmac, which I thought was an interesting line.
That's a euphemism.
How close did this journalist get? Like, it's ridiculous.
It might be a euphemism.
This would be, possibly.
For
knowing them two.
David Beckham and that nanny.
Stop yeah, off. No. Yeah.
Might be. I don't know. Just saying.
Moving on.
They might have gone for a walk, is all I'm saying.
That essentially is the story. They went for a walk.
Yeah.
And somebody wrote about it.
Yeah. With shoes.
I love showbiz.
Yeah.
It's so great, isn't it? So great. What else?
Drew Barrymore's taken her wedding ring off and replaced it with a small silver ring. So apparently she's... apparently her marriage is over as well. This is the second week I've been on and the second famous marriage that's falling apart. I'm becoming a bit like Aaron Ramsey in that scoring and everybody dies thing. I think I'm becoming a bad omen for celebrity weddings.
You are. Who was the, I can't remember who it was in the first week.
Billy Piper and some fellow.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. And they split up because of you. And
yep.
Now and now,
now I've broken up Drew Barrymore's marriage as well.
Yeah. And she was married to E.T. Am I right? That's right.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, go on.
Lastly from me, Lily Moe is Kate Beckinsale's daughter. And they went out to a, what I believe, on a walk with Michael Sheen, apparently. And looked happy and looked alike.
Really?
They looked alike.
Did they?
So, yeah.
What a child.
The mother and the daughter looked alike. I know it sounds crazy, but there was a resemblance there.
It's all the showbiz news you could possibly want with Reese from TalkSport on Talk Radio. Thanks, Reese.
No worries.
Can we see you come back next week? Split someone else up?
Absolutely, yeah.
Good work.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be back with a big debate after 3 o'clock. This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
We've got entertainment and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.
Focus your mind. Now, imagine yourself behind the wheel of a used 15-plate Nissan Qashqai. The comfortable seats, the panoramic glass roof. Feels good, doesn't it? It can be all yours from just £18,575.
The Nissan April Used Car Event from the 1st to the 17th of April. Subject to availability. Price correct at 1st of April 2016. Google Nissan Cared For to find your nearest dealer. Deeper understanding leads to greater peace of mind.
This spring, you'll find inspiring choices at DFS. Everything from armchairs to loungers, two-seaters, sofa beds, high backs, pillow backs, recliners, chaise longues and corner sofas with built-in storage in sky blue, grey, ruby, teal perhaps. If you're quick, all new season spring collection sofas are half price. Available with 4 years interest-free credit. And because they're all handmade to order in your choice of style and colour, you're sure to find the perfect one. Savings on selected sofas end soon. DFS. Not percent EPR representative.
Should we get takeaway from Just Eat tonight?
Oh, yeah.
What do you feel like? Chinese, sushi, Indian?
They all look so good. Wait.
I see you, baby! Chicken Madras! Chicken Madras! Chicken Madras! Woo! You drive me crazy!
Just Eat. Tap the app and get that mini fist pump feeling.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
At 3 o'clock, good afternoon to you. Hello, I am John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, two girls get life for torturing a woman to death. New images of a Brussels attack suspect have been released. And the UK's biggest lotto win.
Talk Radio.
Two teenage girls have been given life sentences for the murder of an alcoholic woman in her own home. The pair, who were aged 13 and 14 at the time, killed Angela Wrightson in an attack that lasted 5 hours, inflicting more than 100 injuries. They've been told they'll spend at least 15 years behind bars. Ministers are being accused of using taxpayers' money to print pro-EU propaganda. Leave campaigners are criticising the decision by ministers to send leaflets to every household in the UK at a cost of £9 million. Justice Secretary Michael Gove, who wants to leave the European Union, is highly critical.
I just think it's wrong that at a time of austerity, £9 million of taxpayers' money is being spent on a one-sided piece of propaganda. That money should be being spent on our NHS and the people's priorities.
David Cameron says the government should be free, though, to explain its view.
There's nothing to stop the government from setting out its views in advance of the campaign. But I absolutely make no apology for the fact that the government has a strong view and wants everyone to know that strong view.
Belgian officials have released unseen images of the third suspect of the Brussels airport terror attack. It shows the route a man in a hat took after last month's blast killed 16 people in the terminal. 16 others died in a coordinated attack at a metro station in the city. A 4-year-old British boy is drowned in a pool in Spain. Officials say he was dead when emergency services arrived at a popular holiday resort on the Costa Blanca. For the first time, drugs normally used to treat cancer are being given met to men who were worried they might abuse children. The medicine's been found to lower the sex drives of cancer patients. Now scientists in Sweden want to see if it does the same in men who are concerned they might carry out sexual offences. This man has volunteered for the trial.
We didn't choose to be this way. Nobody would choose to be this way, obviously. And yet, nobody accepts us. Everybody hates us. We can't be open with it.
Four suspected Islamic State group fighters have been arrested in Denmark. Authorities say ammunition and weapons were also found in an operation near Copenhagen. And a jackpot worth £35.1 million has been claimed. Last night's lotto prize is the biggest ever. It's not known yet whether the winner is an individual or part of a syndicate.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Cloudy for many in southern England, as some outbreaks of showery rain slowly clearing to the southeast. A mixture of sunny spells and scattered showers elsewhere. A few turning heavy and thundery at times, with highs of 12 degrees.
Thank you, Victoria. Thank you very much.
That's okay, John.
Okay, 3 minutes past three. Sport now, I think. Sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Arsenal boss Arsene Wenger says reports of an altercation involving Jack Wilshere during a night out in London have been blown out of proportion. Several papers claim he was thrown out of a nightclub. Wilshere is continuing his comeback from a broken leg that's kept him out all season by playing for the under-21s tomorrow. Yeah. Everton boss Roberto Martinez says Leighton Baines has said sorry for comments he made claiming there's no chemistry in the team at the moment. Martinez also says Baines' words were misinterpreted by the media.
Leighton takes responsibility that is putting himself in a position that is given the wrong words and allowed the wrong interpretation, and for that he's apologised and is ready to move forward. And as any senior player, the place to talk is on the pitch.
There's Europa League action tonight. Liverpool travel to Borussia Dortmund for the first leg of their quarter-final. The whole game is live over on Talk Sport. Finally, Rory McIlroy believes it'll get harder to claim golf's US Masters title with every year he fails to win it. It's the only major tournament he hasn't been victorious at. They're underway in Augusta. The Northern Irishman starts his campaign this evening, just after 7 o'clock UK time. That's your latest sports news, powered by Talk Sport.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
This is your life, this is your life. Standing 1 minute at a time.
Where do we begin?
John Holmes.
Welcome back, Mr. Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Good afternoon to you then, if you're just joining us, or even if you're not. It is 3:05. It is Thursday afternoon. I am John Holmes. And before 4 o'clock, of course, before the hour is out, nobody's favourite quiz returns to the radio. It's Paul Rossmaster. Who's having their knowledge of the host of Living TV's Most Haunted Live and Talk Radio's Full Set Breakfast, their knowledge of Paul Ross, who's having it tested today? Ask me that question. Riddle me that.
John.
Yes, Cornelius.
I have a riddle.
What is it?
Who is playing Paul Rossmaster today?
I'll tell you. You know, it's the bloke off Homes Under the Hammer.
Oh,
Martin Roberts. Yes.
Yeah.
We'll be having his knowledge tested of fellow broadcaster Paul Ross before 4 o'clock. And that's all coming up on Talk Radio. Talk Radio. Ahead of that, however, I have to tell you... But it's time for the big debate. Of course, the big debate here on Talk Radio. It's what we do at 3 o'clock. We have the big debate. It's like how Talk Radio works, isn't it? We got a story, find a story in the news, and then you get people on the phone to argue and debate it. And that fills time. And that's how Talk Radio's modus operandi works. The story this afternoon, of course, let me just read you the headline that I've got here. David Cameron's EU lobbying may have watered down offshore tax haven scrutiny. The Prime Minister has personally intervened to water down EU drive to tackle tax evasion. And as you can imagine this afternoon, that is stirring up a lot of feeling throughout the United Kingdom. And, well, it's just divided people, because there are people who hate water and there are people who love water. And on the line, all the way from Edinburgh, is James. I think it's James in Edinburgh. Hello, James.
Hello, John.
Hi there. And I understand you're very against water.
Well, I just feel that, you know, water is what it does, sort of thing. You know, it's insipid. I mean, you just said yourself about watering things down. That's a euphemism for things getting bland.
Yeah.
I just think it has a ludicrous reputation, that's all, really.
Yeah, well, it does. I mean, a lot of people are saying that, again, already the reactions are coming in about water, saying, what if it was drier, James?
Well, I think that's the point. I mean, I like, you know, this time of year, you know, your summer's coming, I like to go to the seaside. And very often, you know, you're quite hot, you're on the sand, you think, I'm going to have a dip in the water. Before you know it, the wetness has attracted sand on your feet. You have to sit down, you get the sand off your feet, then you maybe find a tap or something. The whole thing's very inconvenient. And I don't think that's taken account of all these people bigging up water. That's caused me a lot of trouble, you know, on the beach, as I say.
So would you like to see an end to all water? Would you like to see it banned completely?
Well, I would, yes.
Right, OK, well, look, hold that thought there, because on the other line, with the other point of view, really, on this controversial topic, is it's Karen. Hi, Karen.
Hi, yeah.
Hi,
yeah.
And I understand that you're in favour of keeping water.
Well, I just think it's the nanny state, isn't it, again? They do this all the time. Someone, you know... A bit of squash goes down the wrong way, someone slips in a puddle and everyone's like, oh, bam, water. It's all water's fault. I mean, your Scottish friend just then...
Yes, James.
..getting all sand stuck on him. Well, that's sand, isn't it? That's not the water, that's the sand. And what sand? What sand? It's dry. It's dry. It needs water. We just need it. I don't know what the world is coming to. It's just, you know, I think parents should be able to give their children water without Jamie Oliver or Nanette Newman... Mm-hmm. Butting in, and it's just happening all over again, isn't it?
She's got a good point. It is happening all over again, isn't it? You don't want Jamie Oliver involved in this water debate, do you?
No. Listen, Karen, I respect what you say about a nanny state. What's a nanny state if the British Water Board isn't one? The Thames Valley Water, Lothian Water Board. You know, those are public administrations that are holding up water for everyone. You know, I'd like to see water broken down, you know, and so that, you know, we have more control over our water. I just think water fancies itself. I mean, oh, it freezes at 0 degrees C, it boils at 100 degrees C. So what? So what? It's an easy way to market that. It's very conveniently it does these things. Okay, let's see, oil. Let's see oil, you know, some of the wonderful things that oil does. Does it get a look in? No, it doesn't. Water dominates.
Karen, water
dominates all.
Water dominates over oil now.
Yeah, well, I think it should. I mean, we have all this oil coming over from abroad. Now, we invented water, and it's one of our greatest exports.
Yep.
And I think we should protect it. I mean, if I had my way, we would block up mouths of rivers just to keep more water in. Yeah. And I think what David Cameron is doing, watering down the European Union or something, I wasn't really concentrating, I think it's a noble and special thing that we're keeping foreign liquids out.
Do you think we should, if we block the mouths of rivers up, I mean, that would obviously, you're right, water would rise,
the more the merrier, I say.
So you would be happy that if the country was just water now?
I think it would encourage more people to learn to swim,
yep.
And that would save lives.
It'd save lives, James.
This is typical English water talk. Typical English water talk. You know, clogging up rivers, creating more dams. You do that in your own country, because I tell you something, we got some Scottish water, and that is flowing very nicely, thank you. I don't want to touch it, but I want it to be able to flow freely. Now, if you're going to come up and start giving this fancy water talk for people up in Scotland, you can keep your water. Keep it.
You've had your water referendum.
We did have a water referendum, and we narrowly lost it.
And you lost, mate.
All right, but we're going to have a vapour. We're having a vapour referendum, and you're not going to stop it.
Well, good
it's
luck with
be
that.
Vapour that collects on cold surfaces, and we're going to be entitled to have that.
Sucking up your dew, my friend, of a morning.
Listen, my Scottish dew is entirely my own.
Listen, this is a debate.
English water enthusiasm.
Just hang on a moment, James. Hang on a moment there, because I know tempers are getting frayed now. Because it is important. You mentioned breaking it down into its constituent parts at one point, and that's two H's and an O, isn't it? Now, you know, have you thought about the consequences of that?
Well, I've got no problem with hydrogen. I've got no problem with oxygen. Fine. What these things, you know, do on their own is fine. Bring them together. As an absolute crime to bring those two together. No doubt your guest there, Karen, wants them to combine in some volume. And if that's the case, well, you know, I'll rest my case. You can do whatever you like, love. But I say keep them well apart.
Do you not think, Karen, I mean, and this is a big question, we've got a lot of reactions coming in on the text about this, as you realise it's a very contentious issue, but do you not think that if there's more water, then that's just going to lead to more water skiers, and no one wants to see that, do they?
I agree with that. I do think there need to be careful controls. I'm not mental. I do think there need to be careful controls on this, and obviously no one wants to see more water skiers. But the odd windsurfer popping down the high street, I have no problem with.
Right. Some places don't have water. Other places don't have any water. How would we distribute it fairly?
Yeah, I mean, do we want to be like those places that don't have water?
No, we don't.
Nothing, you know, maybe Scotland does want to be like that. I don't know.
No, listen. I don't want water in scarce water places. I don't want water, you know, I don't want water in the channel. I don't want to see it. I've had enough of it. I'm sick of the sight of the stuff. And you come in here, what are this? Ice cubes that. H2O the other. You can shove the water where the sun don't shine.
This is a debate that's set to run around.
Shove it in water, shove it up.
Yeah, well, why don't you move to Venus and be done with it, yeah?
You know, it's getting...
Stick water over your head.
Tempers fr-
Stick water over your head. See how much you like it.
I'll go stuck on some sand. Go on.
Tempers are frying now. Listen, I need you to...
I blew off in water, and that wasn't pretty. It bubbled up, and I didn't like it. And if that's the sort of thing you like, blowing off in water, you can have it.
At least it reveals it's there, not like sneaky air, which hides that sort of nonsense.
Bubble, 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 it went.
At least water's honest.
Bubble, 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 it went. In water, a fart.
Give me one word to sum up this debate, please. Karen, I need one word for you to sum up this debate this afternoon.
Water.
Give me one word, James, to sum up the debate.
Blobble.
Thank you very much. That's the big debate on Talk Radio this afternoon. We're talking water. What do you think of the vapour referendum that's going to be held in Scotland? Let us know. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
If you've got any kind of reaction at all about water, and you heard tempers getting frayed there, as I say, very contentious issue, and a lot of text coming in. At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
We'll be back with some of your reactions after this.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and talk radio.
We'll get you talking.
This Easter, take the family exploring when you upgrade to Sky Movies. Discover over 1,000 fun-filled tales with movies on demand. Go on an epic journey with Inside Out. Tiptoe around T-Rexes with Jurassic World. And learn every spell in the book with the return of the Harry Potter channel. All this adventure without even leaving the house. Upgrade to Sky Movies. Half price for 6 months. Search Sky Movies. Sky. Believe in better.
Sky TV compatible box. Broadband speed required. New Sky Movies customers only. 9 extra a month for 6 months. Then standard price currently 18. Replaces current TV offer. Terms apply.
Small businesses. Direct Line guarantee to be any public liability insurance quote for the same cover. Can your insurance do that? New customers only. Qualifying criteria apply. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
This is a new Volkswagen. And this is a used Volkswagen. New and used. New. Used. Can you tell the difference? No?
That's because our used cars are as good as new. With a range of deposit contributions from £500 to £1,000, 10.9% APR representative and two services included, now is an ideal time to buy a Dustfeld Auto used Volkswagen. Visit your local Volkswagen retailer between the 8th and 18th of April for the As Good As New event. Offers on used Volkswagens aged 3 to 60 months on Solutions Personal Contract Plan at participating retailers. 18s and over. T&Cs and exclusions apply. Subject to status. Volkswagen Financial Services.
Talk Radio. Traffic and travel.
There's delays on the M20 in Kent. The London-bound M20 remains closed. An accident. It's shut between junction 11 Hythe and 10 at Ashford. Coastbound, it's just one lane open as a result of that accident on the London-bound side. London-bound M1 in Hertfordshire, there's still one lane closed just before junction 6A for the M25, where there's a shed load of bricks. And the M6 through Cheshire is queuing northbound between junction 16 Crewe and 19 at Knutsford. I'm Dave Stamford.
The Teflon Maiden of Mid-Morning Radio is here.
Mid-Mornings with me, Julia Hartley Brewer. Hard-hitting debate, strong opinions and essential listening. Julia Hartley Brewer.
You turn if you want to.
The ladies not for turning off.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
Tomorrow morning from 10.
On Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
18 minutes past 3 o'clock. Good afternoon. The big debate there. You just heard James is in Edinburgh. Absolutely despises water. He's sick to the back teeth of it. Karen was from somewhere else. She thought water should definitely stay. Talked about clogging up the rivers to get more water into this country to stop it leaking out into the sea. So, so much coming in on text. What have you got there?
John, the Twitch boards, which is Twitter, have lit up. Water mess we've got ourselves into.
I know.
Has come in from ironically dry pun. Utopia 4OD says water is a disgrace. And at Twitter handle has said, why don't we consider the European system of water where you order water but they bring you sparkling water instead of still water?
That's a very good point. I do keep your good points coming in at 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can probably use the Twitter boards that light up.
The Twitch boards.
The Twitch boards that you just said there. Yes, and I wasn't really listening properly.
Yeah.
At Talk Radio.
Start your message with the word water.
Okay then, it is time, ahead of a game of Paul Rossmaster, today's edition of Paul Rossmaster, in which somebody, a broadcaster, gets tested as to their knowledge of full set breakfast host Paul Ross. That'll be happening with TV's Homes Under the Hammer star Martin Roberts very shortly indeed. Ahead of that though, it's time for our diversity paper review. Now, as you know, if you're a regular listener, we have the papers reviewed by a different diversity each day just to keep the quota up correctly, by the way, because there is not enough diversity in British, nay the world's broadcasting, and we are flying the flag for diversity. We do it each day by having a different one coming in and reviewing the papers. Yesterday, who was it yesterday?
Johnny?
Johnny! Johnny, who was a Jewish person.
He still is.
Yeah, he still is.
Is he?
Yeah, he's carried it on.
Yeah.
Oh, good. I'm really pleased. That's excellent news. Good man. So, today's diversity, I believe it's Des, who is gay. But why are you looking at me like that, Cass? Asprod, assistant producer, Cass.
Because Des got stuck on a tube.
Is that a euphemism?
No.
Oh.
And he's on his way, but he won't be here in time.
So where
are we going to do?
Where
then?
Is he?
It's not even that. I can't see any newspapers.
It's really wrong if for any of us to pretend to be a diversity. That got frowned upon back in the 1970s when they banned the Black and White Minstrel Show, Cass.
However,
you can't do it anymore.
No.
So if that is your suggestion...
No.
That Cornelius.
I have brought you a solution and not a problem because you're always prattling on about that.
Yeah.
Don't be me problems, be me solutions.
Yep.
Don't you put that sign up at me.
Okay.
So I have another diversity. Just wait here. Wait here.
This is going to be interesting.
You can sit there where I was sitting because I don't want to be in here for this bit.
Hello.
Oh, gosh.
Hello.
She doesn't look very diversity.
She's very diverse.
Hello.
Hello.
Because hiya.
We're inclusive of everyone here at Talk Radio.
Yes, I'm aware of that. This whole thing's my idea, remember? The diversity.
I thought it was Lenny Henry's idea.
Yeah,
well,
exactly.
Yes, it is Lenny Henry's idea.
He invented diversity.
Are you actually overshadowing a diversity's idea?
Yeah.
And taking it for yourself!
No, I wouldn't do that. I'm developing his idea and doing what he wants, which is diversity in broadcasting. That's exactly what I'm doing. Anyway, let's meet... Hello!
Hello.
Who are you?
My name is Federica.
See, she sounds diverse.
I do sound diverse. I don't look diverse, but I do sound...
Where are you from?
Guess it.
Oh, this is good.
Where?
No, she said guess it. So
where is guess it?
No.
I know where Gusset is. Is it
I've told you about that. Stop it.
Is it Italy?
It is.
Come on.
See.
Oh, that was
come on. Just bear with me. Somebody's gonna have a word with Cass. Just you Cass.
Uh-huh.
I don't think Italy counts as a diversity.
Alright, I'll tell you what, you go out into that office.
It's not a...
You pitch this to people and then get them to come in here and want to talk to you. It is difficult. I had to pay Frederica.
Okay, fine. Frederica's here with the Diversity Paper Review. Hi!
Hello!
Welcome!
Thank you!
An Italian!
Yeah!
You're our first!
I'm a really pale Italian, though. Does that count as diversity?
You are a pale Italian. That is correct. Yes. Do you not tan?
No, I don't tan, I just burn. And I have a story about that, actually.
Do you?
Yeah.
Is it in the
a little
paper?
Bit closer to the microphone. A little bit closer to the microphone. That's it.
Close enough?
There, very good, thank you. Good. Well, you're going to review the papers for us.
Yes.
This is excellent news. What have you got?
Well, I'm really unprepared, but I just opened the paper and I found something that kind of relates to what I go through every summer and every winter as well.
Do you tell us?
So I have the new day here on page 17.
Okay.
And how a big paper, gingerbread man on the beach... Redheads at risk, even in the shade. So apparently, people who have the redhead gene,
yes.
Which I might have, might not have. I mean, I don't tan, I have freckles, gingery hair.
It's not that gingery.
Well, blondish gingery.
Yeah, ginger. Just Cornelius.
Hi.
Does ginger count as a diet?
Because
producer Dave's a ginger and he's not even here.
Yeah.
Is it?
I don't know.
I get confused as to
Yes.
So, well done. Yes, tick. That's
good.
That's
two boxes.
Yeah, well
ticked.
Done. It's gingery, I suppose. Yes. So, what you're saying is then, in the paper, it says that because we know this anyway, pale skinned people obviously are going to sunburn a lot quicker than dark skinned people. We know that. And need a higher factor of protection of sun cream, correct?
We do.
So, what level?
Well,
what factor do you wear?
50 plus.
50 Whoa. Plus.
Yeah, and sometimes I still burn.
What? Even with 50?
Yeah.
You need to just, like, wear a coat or something.
Yeah, I should go to the beach just with a coat on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. No wonder you've moved here.
Yeah. No. Because the weather is just perfect.
Exactly.
Isn't it?
So, and this is a new... I don't get the bit... Even in the shade, you're saying? This is in the...
Yeah, so apparently it happens also in the shade. So, it says here, people who carry the ginger gene are at greater risk from the most deadly form of skin cancer, regardless of how long they spend in the sun, suggests a new research.
That's terrifying, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very.
Because that
scary.
Means even that you're not protecting the shade anymore.
What if you're inside in a house? Are gingers safe?
I'm pretty sure that's ginger safe. But don't go close the window.
No, no. And also, I mean, are you medically trained?
No.
Then don't take home for it either.
Okay.
I say that if you just think, for any reason you might be at risk, just stay indoors and away from a window.
In bed as well.
In bed.
With your covers fully
on. Yeah, throughout the whole summer.
Mm.
Good advice. What else have you got, Frederica?
That was the only story I prepared. Fine.
That's fine.
Yeah, this is what happens when the paper reviewer doesn't turn up. and then we have to get an emergency paper reviewer in.
Who's not even that diverse.
Don't worry, I'll find you something. Don't worry. Look, don't worry. Let's do this. It's fine. This is how paper reviewers work, isn't it? There you go. Look, watch. Just bear with it. We'll find you something.
I'll tell you what's interesting. I've got the Daily Star here.
Oh, God.
On page 3, Gary Lineker is to appear in a new CBBC series called Jamie Johnson, about a young football fan who is in searching for his absent father. It's interesting because that's only a very small block, and yeah. I got the PR release emailed for me yesterday.
Yeah.
So what they've done there,
yeah,
is they've got we've got a little block of page on page 3 of the Daily Star to fill. So they've just gone to their email and put one of the PR releases in there and made it news.
That's how the news works.
Yeah.
I found a story, by the way, for you to review, Frederica. It's Text Rat Vernon's Big Flop. Would you like to read that? It's in the news, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's Vernon Kay,
still,
I guess.
Yeah.
What does it say?
So, scandal hit. Vernon Kay proved a turn off for viewers as his new celebrity driving show ended up a car crash.
Mm.
There, you see, he's got a new TV show, hasn't he, Vernon Kay?
Mm.
And he was done with it. Did you see it?
No,
did
I didn't.
Did you see it, Frederica? Have you seen it?
I haven't.
The scandal. It is the scandal, because he was driving in one car, right? And he was driving around a track in one particular car, right? But then he texted a different model. and it wasn't... It wasn't the one he was driving in. It's supposed to be driving in, but a different model. And so, and then that car, he just said, to be fair to Vernon Kay, right, he just said he was trying to get some questions answered, some closure, to when he used to drive that car before. So he just texted the other car from his car just to have a bit of closure to get some questions answered, such as... why am I texting a car? Probably.
Mm.
Anything else to that story, Frederica?
I mean, I have some Twitter comments here.
Oh, good, please. Twitter comments. Always good
for
paper.
Always good.
Go for it.
So, somebody said on Twitter, another rubbish Z-list celeb show on TV.
Yeah, good. I can see why the paper have printed that. Because that's it. That is incisive as a tweet, isn't it?
Yeah.
If only we had tweets of that calibre. In here. Yeah. Anything else?
Another tweet.
Hey!
Yeah. Always commenting on the same story. Somebody said, can't see me watching anymore. Drive. So this show is certainly doing really well, isn't it?
Yes. Well, you know, that's, you know...
Has it got anything to do with the film Drive?
Nothing whatsoever. No, it's a very different.
Okay,
it's a very different thing. And if don't get the two confused,
I won't.
Would be my advice. So perhaps Vernon Kay now then will just is in that program. Perhaps he'll text a different program to see if he can join it.
Yeah,
maybe. Don't know. I think we got away with that. if you have now, here's advice for you: if you ever have an emergency paper review situation. Right, then use an Italian.
Always.
That is the advice. That's what we've learned, Frederica, isn't it?
Yeah, there's plenty of us all over the place, so I mean, you can find an Italian, can't you?
There you go, and that's why it's not diversity. Anyway, thank you very much, Frederica, reviewing the papers there as an emergency diversity paper review. Cass, see me afterwards. It's 3:30, you're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes, Victoria's got the news.
Talk Radio.
Two teenage girls have been given life sentences for torturing a woman to death. They were aged just 13 and 14 at the time. Alex Dibble has more for Talk Radio.
Angela Wrightston was well known in her street in Hartlepool.
I don't think I ever really saw her sober, to be very honest. But she was harmless. She acted like a little bit of a burglar at home in the street. She'd watch over a lot of kids in the street. The house was impeccable.
But in 2014, police found she'd been brutally killed in an attack that lasted more than 5 hours.
The pathologist identified a significant number of injuries caused by at least 25 blows with weapons.
The girls hit her with a TV, a coffee table and a shovel, then called the police for a lift home. Her family is devastated.
We were not always as close as we ought to have been, and the chance to put that right has been taken away from us.
The girls will have to serve at least 15 years behind bars for the attack the judge said was cowardly and would undoubtedly have made their victims suffer.
The Prime Minister says he makes no apology for spending £9 million of taxpayers' money on leaflets supporting a vote to stay in the EU. Those who want to leave the union say public money shouldn't have been used and that people should send their pamphlet back to Downing Street. Prosecutors in Belgium have released what they think is the escape route, CCTV showing the escape route used by one of the Brussels attack suspects. 32 people died in the attacks at the city's airport and metro station last month. A four-year-old British boy is drowned at a Spanish holiday resort. Local authorities say the child was dead when emergency services arrived at the resort on the Costa Blanca. The chief executive of the co-op has taken a £500,000 pay cut. Richard Pennycook says his wages should reflect his new responsibilities since part of the company was sold off. And Camelot says someone's come forward to claim the biggest ever lotto jackpot, £35 million. It's not as big as the Euro Millions though. A Scottish couple won £161 million on that 5 years ago. The weather most places dry this evening with any showers easing overnight. A chance of some patchy frost in northern areas. Lows of 5 degrees is more in half an hour.
Thanks, Victoria.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Delaney, live at Drive. Get the full service and parts experience with essential debate, big name guests and a truckload of topical emissions.
Traffic stopping, drive time entertainment with me, Sam Delaney.
Delicious, de-groovy, de-lovely, Delaney.
Stop, look, listen to Sam Delaney.
Get involved.
This afternoon from 4
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
3:32. Thursday afternoon. And a lot of reaction coming in, of course, to the big debate that we had earlier. If you remember, you were listening. James is in Edinburgh, and just sick and tired of water. Just says we've got too much of it in this country, and it's about time we didn't have any. Very angry about water. And Karen was very much the pro water lobby. She was somewhere else, and she said that we did need water. A lot of reaction coming in for that. Just says here, this is from Higgs Bison. Says water. At least English water, a good old-fashioned English water, Mr. Scotland, he writes, this is because James from Edinburgh, tastes of good old chlorine and not peat, like your Scottish water, he's written there.
Yeah.
Got very angry about that. What else have you got there?
Well, Pete's replied to that saying, drip.
Yeah, I've just got some that just said, what about ice?
Oh, yeah.
Keep those reactions coming in. If you've got a reaction of any kind, you can get it to us, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or use at talk radio.
Start your message with any word you want.
Like. It's time to play this week's edition of Paul Rossmaster. It is time for radio's least favourite quiz. Paul Rossmaster, persons of broadcasting, tested for their knowledge of full set talk radio breakfast host and former presenter of Most Haunted Live on Living TV, Paul Ross. And you'll know if you've heard it before that contestants are playing for some points. Their task, to get to the top of the leaderboard where everyone else who's ever played is, because they've also got some points. Last week, it was the turn of Tim Cocker from Virgin Radio, our sister station. He does the evenings. He got some points. The week before that, Drive Time presenter Matt Richardson. He got some points. Today, trying to get some points is our friend off of here, off of Talk Radio, and also off the television in the mornings. He's the presenter of Homes Under the Hammer. It's Martin Roberts. Hello, Martin.
Woo, woo, woo. I'm so excited.
Yes, well, yeah. Me, I can tell. Me as well.
I've missold this. I was told it's a cross between Mastermind and Egghead.
Whoever told you that lied, Martin. They lied. But it's too late now because you're here. So listen, before we play the game, of course, we'll have a little bit of a chat about you. I've got a question.
Go on.
So I watch Homes Under the Hammer.
Good lad.
And in it, what I like most about it is in the film bits round the house, whenever you say a word, immediately a song with that word starts. Have you noticed that?
I've noticed that. It's our pesky editors. They do a darn fine job of going through all those things you could do online to try and find completely random songs.
Yeah.
Which might have one vague word that might have something to do with the topic we're talking about.
It's become my favourite part of television, I'll be honest. And I like to guess what's going on. I like when, you know, you walk up to a house and you're going, I'm just walking up the path to a house. It's in Leeds. The owners have done some really good stuff with it. And look at this front door. And then you just get the Doors playing or something. And it just then you say another word like, I don't know, paint. And then Paint It Black comes on.
Yeah, I get it. But you've got to be a bit more subtle than that. Like, if you're doing something about sewerage, it'd be like Going Underground by The Jam. It's not just the immediate connotations. And it's sometimes in the background as well. It's like this pesky bit of, like music is going. What the heck is that all about? And then you'll go, oh, my golly, look, that's that. Oh, my gosh. Well done.
I do like your range of jackets.
Thank you.
Welcome. Yeah. So, what do you do here on Talk Radio? In case people don't know.
Boom. Well, I'm really excited because I am doing a 2-hour yes. property show every week. So every Saturday morning between 11 and 1 and Sunday, it's repeated between 5 and 7, I'm doing a show all about property, surprise, surprise, everything that you ever wanted to know about the property world, and trying something that's never been tried before on the radio, which is DIY on the radio. We've put up a shelf, we've replaced a pane of glass, and this week we're actually refelting a roof. It's highly visual in a completely unvisual medium, but it seems to be working.
We like it. let me ask you very quickly, because I want to know this, why are you fascinated by property?
Oh, well, you know, it's inbred in me. I grew up with a dad who was doing property all the time. My family were into it. Mm. I made more money on my first house when I did it up than I did work 2 years in local radio. And I thought, hey, up, there's something going on here. And so, it's lovely. I'm currently down working in the garden of a property I got down in Devon at the moment. And I'm just, digging holes and cutting bits of wood. It's real back to basic stuff, and I love it.
It's all about the money. Right, Martin.
Shut up.
You are trying to get to the top of the leaderboard. You need to score some points.
Right.
I have three questions for you. What's your knowledge of Paul Ross like, by the way?
Really, really rubbish.
Okay, let's see how well you do. You're playing to get to that top of that leaderboard. You need some points. But Cornelius, you're going to be keeping score today.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
excellent news.
I need to know about Paul Ross.
Well, let's find out.
It's not the general knowledge questions that I was anticipating.
No, whoever told you that lied again. What's going to happen? There'll be three questions about Paul Ross. There are A, B and C answers. All you have to do is tell me A, B and C.
Right.
Okay, let's play Paul Ross Master. Question number one, Martin.
I'm poised.
Controversial horror film sequel news now. A news reaches us of another sequel to the revolting horror film The Human Talk Radio Centipede. It tells the story of a group of presenters on talk radio who are sewn together by a madman, mouth to headphones. Paul Ross's lips are sewn onto Julia Hartley Brewer's headphones. Julia Hartley Brewer's lips are sewn onto Sam Delaney's headphones. Sam Delaney's lips are sewn onto the Gould Brothers' headphones. And the Gould Brothers' lips are sewn onto weekend presenter Eamon Holmes's arse. But the Human Talk Radio Centipede isn't the only controversial radio-based horror film, Martin. Name the other one. Is it A Nightmare on Robert Elms Street? He's from BBC Radio London. Is it B, Zoe Ball Holocaust? Or is it C, I Spit on Your Paul Gambaccini?
I think it's the first one. I'll go for A.
Nightmare on Robert Elms Street.
Yes.
Is the right answer.
Whoa!
Very good. Question.
On the money.
Question. Told you it's about the money. Question number two. Ancient history news. And you'll have doubtless heard in the news, Martin, that an archaeologist claims to have found a new Egyptian tomb hidden behind the sarcophagus of talk radio full set breakfast host and boy king Paul Ross.
Mm-hmm. I was reading about it this morning.
Originally discovered in 1922, Paul Ross's tomb contained wonderful things. Ancient things unchanged by the passage of time. Golden headphones. Talk radio microphones that appear to be from 1300 years BC and have never worked properly. And Chris Moyles' show that hasn't changed since the mid-90s. But the tomb of Paul Ross isn't the only radio-based ancient site to be discovered, Martin. Name the other one. Is it A, the Terracotta DJs, an army of clay presenters built by Julia Hartley Brewer to help ease her passage into the underworld? Is it B, the trenches around Joe Wiley's Henge? Or is it C, the Hanging Gardens of Edith Bowman?
Now, just remind me who Edith Bowman is.
She's the breakfast presenter on Virgin Radio.
Ah, right. I think it's the Hanging Gardens of Edith Bowman.
Is the right answer. Very good.
Are all the answers right, or am I genuinely winning?
You're genuinely up there. You're getting some points. Yeah, You've got one question left. You're aiming for some points. One question left. It's a music question. I want you to have to listen to this music.
Jam nitty gritty, you're listening to the boy from the big bad city. This is jam hot. This is jam hot.
Well, that was, of course, the 1990 hit Dub Be Good to Me by Beats International. Martin, here's your unrelated question. Random House Publishing have recently reprinted the ancient Hindu text, the Kama Sutras, the famous Indian work which depicts the many different positions that talk radio full-set breakfast presenter Paul Ross adopts when presenting his talk radio full-set breakfast show, and also on roundabouts near Maidenhead. Here's your question. Name five different positions. Five different positions.
In the lounge, in the bedroom.
Good.
In the garden shed.
Yes.
In the greenhouse. Yep. And finally,
yes.
In the shower.
Right. You had to name five different positions. Let me tell you what got written on the card. Sweet dis. Juxta.
Oh, you misled me with the whole sexual references. You see, my mind was spinning.
Prep position.
Well, that's a completely rubbish question.
Proposition, and finally, CEO.
The rest of it I'll live with, but that was rubbish.
CEO of a multinational blue chip company. That's a position.
Yeah.
Martin, you can't argue with what I've written on the card. Let's find out what Martin scored. And remember, we're looking for some points. Martin, you're looking for some points.
I'm really, really on the edge of my seat here.
Some points.
Just checking the system.
Just checking the system. It's quite a slow system. Just bear with us while we check.
Yeah, it's fine. It's an abacus.
And just making sure your criticism is put in as well as the quiz.
This wasn't really criticism, more an observation.
Okay, I'll put it in the observation column then.
Yeah. I mean, quite imaginative, just completely misleading.
Just check it, just... You're going to have to print
that. Oh, for God's sake!
You're going to have to...
How hard can it be?
It's the system.
Very slow.
You work here. You know how appalling it is technically.
Oh,
shit.
Oh, it's ready.
Good.
I'll just go and print it in 2 seconds.
Oh.
Just bear with us. He's got to go and print the scores off.
Yeah, it's fine. Great. Just carry on. Lovely. So anyway, remember, Saturday mornings, 11 till 1 or Sunday...
I've got it. I've got the paper.
What's he scored?
He has scored some points.
Some points! Congratulations! It's some points, guys! Come on! Congratulations, Martin. You're at the top of the leaderboard with everyone else who's played. You've scored some points in Paul Rossmaster. Well done.
My life is complete. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
It's been really, really, really taking part.
3:45, you're listening to Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Fellow citizens, it's time to change. No more will you scrabble around in your pocket for coppers, fumbling at the front of the queue as people stare impatiently. It's time to free yourself, to stand up and say, yes, I am cash free and I'm proud.
Skinny cappuccino, that's £2.59, please, sir.
Oh, right, sorry.
Discover an easier way to pay with Visa contactless. Simply touch and pay for anything up to £30 at over 400,000 places across the UK.
Visa contactless. It's the only change you need.
Get it straight from Selco. At Selco Builders Warehouse, you can already expect to get a massive range of products in stock, all at great trade prices. Now, we've made things even better by introducing Selco Hire at every branch, so you can now hire your building tools and equipment from Selco too. In April, hire a passload cordless first fix nailer for just £35 per week, ex-VAT. Find your local Selco Hire branch at hire.selcobw.com.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trade go.
Rivalries, rebellions, and battles. War has been waged for the Iron Throne, which you can get with the new season of Game of Thrones from just £20 a month when you join Sky TV with the original bundle. And get a free 32-inch LG TV so you can see every battle and every betrayal. Seize your chance by April 21st. Search Sky Bundles. Sky. Believe in better.
Direct debit subject to status. Upfront £10 standard setup. Minimum contract and further terms apply.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Severe delays on the M20 in Kent. London bound, the motorway is currently closed between junction 11 Hythe and 10 at Ashford because of an accident. And on the coastbound side, there's just one lane open as a result of that accident. The London bound M1 in Hertfordshire has queuing traffic southbound between 7 at Hemel and junction 6A for the M25. There's still a lane closed for recovery of a shed load of bricks. And the M1 at junction 16 Northampton, a broken down lorry in the roadworks. I'm Dave Stanford.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Late night, Ian Lee. Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
A differently interesting nocturnal emissions from a legend of late night radio.
My name's Ian Lee. I'm on at 10 o'clock at night. We're going to have singers. We're going to have dancers. We're going to have naked pets. Just listen and see what happens.
Late night conversation worth losing sleep over.
Late night, Ian Lee.
On air and off the leash.
Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Below the thunders of the upper deep, far, far beneath in the abysmal sea, his ancient, dreamless, uninvaded sleep, the kraken sleepeth, faintest sunlights flee. About his shadowy sides above him swell huge sponges of millennial growth and height, and far away in the sickly light from many a wondrous grot and secret cell, unnumbered and enormous polypi winnow with giant fins the slumbering green. There hath he lain for ages and will lie, battening upon huge sea-worms in his sleep, until the latter fire shall heat the deep, then once by men and angels to be seen. In roaring he shall rise and on the surface die. That's the Kraken by Alfred Lord Tennyson. And I mention
what
it.
A lovely reading.
Thank you. And I mention it because there's a lot of reaction coming in about... we talked about this earlier, of course. There's people are suffering this afternoon with the... After the story of the monster that was seen in the Thames. You've probably seen this in the news and on social media. Someone recorded a film of something like the Loch Ness Monster in the Thames. And it's spreading. There are monsters in water now across the country. And we're getting a lot of reaction in from it. Cornelius, what have you got there?
John, David has texted in. He's been at Alton Towers today. Yeah. He said he went on the log flume.
Yes.
And he said he's enjoying it. You know, a nice little travel around the sort of wooded area.
Oh, absolutely.
And
yes, I've been on it. Yes.
Up a lift, and then he came down.
Yes, to the bit where it splashes.
The splash, well, and part of the splash, a manticore jumped into the log.
With him?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So it sort of splashed onto his lap, a manticore.
What? Remind me what a manticore is. It's a lion-based,
yeah,
isn't it?
It's a half-lion, half-human, I think.
Yeah. Well, this is... Now, we're getting news in. This is happening all over the country. And if you're trying to ring the Environment Agency, you will have trouble getting through. We've learned that. Because many people are spotting monsters in water this afternoon. And if you do, of course, we want to know about 8-7-2-2. We've had a lot coming in. Claire in Reading, she said she went to make a cup of tea and a Yeti came out of the tap. And that's it. It's just laid waste to her kitchen. She's got nothing left. It went straight through. It went for the Nespresso first, and crushed it. And she said, now it's kicking the Smeg fridge. Daz is in a van. Remember, he made a cup of tea earlier. He made it in the dark though. And when he opened his flask this morning, there was a Bigfoot in the flask. This is really spreading, these monsters in water. Jane's a hairdresser. She went to wash her client's hair this morning. A basilisk came out of the showerhead, four people. Sarah looked out of the window while she was even listening to us talking about it on the radio this morning, when we had the expert from the Rivers and Canals Agency on. She said there was a Kraken in her pond,
really?
Which of course Tennyson would do. And then a cockatrix from Greek mythology killed five people in an office when someone tried to make cups of coffee for his colleagues. He said he had one of those water machines that is hot water, not a kettle, and he pressed the button and a cockatrix came out. It's part rooster, part snake, can kill with its stare, and it stared at five people in the office. They're now dead. And the environment agency are doing nothing.
Well, John, sorry, I'm going to have to stop you because we've just got some breaking news in.
Yes.
Victoria's just come and handed me some paper. Trafalgar Square is closed at the moment.
In London,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, apparently out of the water fountain, a Pegasus has just spurted out.
Yeah.
Out of the water fountain, and police hope to get the situation under control. So that's Trafalgar Square closed at the moment. Victoria will have more news at the time.
She was at 4 o'clock, that's absolutely right. And I've got here this is from Gary. He's in Plymouth, and they've actually closed part of Plymouth as well because the octopus thing from the end of the Watchmen comic is in the Lido. And he says that it's causing traffic. Okay, if you're travelling in Plymouth, just there are diversions in place now because of the octopus thing from the end of the Watchmen comic, which is in the Lido. So a lot of breaking monster news this afternoon. We'll keep you up to date with it, as Cornelius rightly said. Victoria will have more at 4 o'clock. The news is very complicated, though. We like to make it simple for you, as you know. We like to do that in the form of Japanese poetry. It's the news in haikus.
FIFA boss involved in Panama scandal. No S word, Sherlock.
It's 5 to 4. You're listening to Afternoons on Talk Radio.
I'm John Holmes, joined now by Sam Delaney, who is on from 4 o'clock, funnily enough. That's why he's in here, otherwise that would be stupid.
I'd just visit, yeah. Just visit, couldn't I?
What are you doing this afternoon?
News, analysis, discussion, opinion. Above all, opinion.
Yeah.
Because there's not enough opinion in Britain.
That's right.
And there needs to
I'd
be
say
more.
There is, personally.
No, there's not. No.
I'm on the fence about whether...
Really?
There can always be more. There can always be more opinion. However much you've got, you can always have more. We used to lead the world in opinions. Now we're falling behind the Dutch, the Swedes. And I'm going to put that right this afternoon.
Rightly so.
Because you know what the problem with your show is? Too many facts.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's fact-based, which is all very well, but it can get... that. For too many facts can overwhelm people.
You're right. You're right. There's no nuance. There's no opinion
exactly,
nuance.
Exactly. It's sort of scientific. I call your show scientific. And so what I try to do is sort of... Okay, so right... You know, John and the boys, they've been giving you a lot of facts for the last 3 hours. That's great, but what do you do with those?
Yes.
Let me help you decipher them with some opinion.
Yes, no, that's the correct way around to do it as well.
Yeah, exactly. So you've given them the ingredients for a delicious cake.
Yeah.
I'm going to show them how to mix them together correctly, and then the Gould brothers, in turn, bake them.
Yes, and I'm not even going to tell you what I get handed by Julia Hartley Brewer.
No, yeah, just raw materials, yeah. So to speak.
Normally my ass.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're going to be doing stuff on the water, the monster water problem. I mean, you've probably seen this thing.
Yeah, well, I know a little about it. We're trying to book a guest on it. I had some dealings with a Sasquatch on the way in.
Oh, yeah,
oh,
yeah.
No, what happened?
Yeah, what happened?
A car splashed me. You know, and you're walking near the curb, and I swear to God, the car swerved on purpose.
Yes. Mm.
They do that, I don't know, bitter, angry people. So I thought, oh, no, I got splashed. Yeah. But out of the splash, out of the water, there's a Sasquatch.
Yeah.
Hairy bloke sort of attacked me.
They're about 8 foot tall, aren't
they? Yeah, it was hairy, and he came from nowhere, sort of sucker punched me.
Yeah.
There was a short scuffle, and I managed to get away, but... Be careful on your way out, John.
Absolutely. I mean, as you say, monsters are spreading in water this afternoon. Someone else said that there was a golem in their teas made.
Oh.
They went to fill it for the morning and just pulled the tray out with the water in it.
Yeah.
And there wasn't one in there earlier, but there was a golem in the teas made.
It's madness, and there's been no government statement on this as yet.
I know. Well, we've been trying to get one all afternoon. People have been ringing the Environment Agency.
It's insulting.
And
can't get through.
Emailing MPs, that's very important. Make sure you
email your MPs. Do actually really do that. Your local MP, get the email address and email about the problems of monsters in water.
Yeah.
And I think, and Sam's going to be picking
you know,
up.
The other thing there's not enough of is these online petitions. And so I'm always up for encouraging more of those, because I just love them when they pop up on social media, email, all that stuff, change.org, all those different ones. And I would advise either one of your listeners or you guys, seeing as you've led the charge on this issue, to set something up, petition against monsters in the water.
I think so. Otherwise, nothing's going to be done again.
I know, exactly. So it takes us at a grassroots, very much a grassroots level, to address these things.
Yeah, well, that's what we're here for at the end of the day. That's the service Talk Radio provides, and Sam will be providing that service for you after 4 o'clock this afternoon. That's just about it from us. We'll be back tomorrow, 1 till 4, Talk Radio in the afternoons. We'll end on this. Has just come in. Two more monster tests. It's just getting out of hand. John, I'm in the gym. I'm on the running machine. I just saw a man go to take a drink from the fat drinking fountain.
Oh, yes.
There was a Wendigo just in the tray, and who's this? Fiona. She got a block drain. She went to check, as you would. You went to check. You used the plunger. Werewolf. There's a werewolf in the drain. And she said drain cleaner simply not shifting it, which is ironic given that is a shapeshifter. So she has pointed out the irony of that. We'll be back tomorrow from 1. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Sam Delaney next.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lift.